Hello, everybody. Davis Lerman, Right Perspective Radio.
If Lucifer had a son, it would be
Davis Lerman.
This guy spews hate, racism. He's an anti-Semite.
Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective. The Right Perspective.
He doesn't care what you feel. He just wants to know what you think. Davis Lerman.
Right. Let's go ahead.
Right. Well, hey, hello. Welcome to the stream, everybody.
It just never, it never ends. It never ends. It's always something. So, how are you guys? Welcome. Who do we have here? We got
MFC NorCal, straight out of Swampton, Leibstandart, Serbian Bull, Always Honest, and Kick Chef. What's up, buddies? Actually, I should be popping this chat out. Hold on a second. Pop the chat out. Good. Okay. Much better. Much better. Yeah, you know, we had Scorpio today, of course, because it was G-Man in absentia, and I didn't even get a chance to play these for him. This is wild. You remember the Neocon 2.0 promoters.
It's going to be a bloody 2025.
Right. Yep, yep, yep. I wanted to get his take on that, and of course a few other things. I wanted to get his take on the, not just that, but we have the business of they're promoting now the use of invisible bombs. You remember that? Invisible bombs.
We have the New Orleans attack. We have Iranian missiles. We have these invisible bombs. Do you know about the invisible bombs?
Yeah. Yeah, we all do, actually. We know about the invisible bombs. Yep. Do you know how we know about the invisible bombs? Is because you just put invisible bombs into your old search engine. And let's take a look-see, shall we? There we go. Whoa-bam. All right, let me share a screen.
Well, well, well.
Let's remove this hallucinatory AI shit. And instead we'll present screen, share screen. Whoa-bam. Oh, look, invisible bombs. Oh, the agents who built the pagers designed a battery that concealed a small but potent charge of plastic explosive and a novel detonator that was invisible to X-ray. Most importantly, when you read into it, the reason it's an invisible bomb is because of this unique plastic explosive, which was not detectable, in fact, to bomb-sniffing dogs and the rest of it. So it would appear if the Neocon 2.0 promoters have any reality to them at all about their warnings, it would seem to me we have Israel to thank for this. That's what it seemed to me. Oh, what about the invisible sniper? Yeah, the one they couldn't see until after they got a shot off at Trumpy. Serbian Bull. That's good. Yes, we have invisible. We have all sorts of invisible Israeli shit. In fact, it's no longer called Israel. It's now called Invisible. That's the new name of the country. Yes, we'd like to make them invisible, in a manner of speaking, or at least like a spoonful of ash. Here you go. Here's Israel, spoonful of ash. That's right. Every single Jew is now in this spoonful of ash. Okay. Wishful thinking. Wishful fucking thinking. So, I don't know. Are we going to let the... Should we let the guys know over there? Are the new Neocon 2.0 promoters, are they worried that someone might make the connection between their warnings of invisible bomb, bomb-making materials, and the fact that this was your friends over in Israel that we'd be starting this whole war for? So they invented the technology we're supposed to be worried about because we need to go war. We need to go to war against Israel's enemies. Huh. Right. Okay. Or to put it another way, we need to go to war with Israel's enemies because we're about to have invisible bombs explode in our country. And Israel invented the technology that is behind the invisible bombs, but we totally shouldn't think about that. We should just go kill Israel's enemies. Huh. Some like that.
We have the New Orleans attack. We have Iranian missiles. We have these invisible bombs. Do you know about the invisible bombs?
Yeah. And the Iranian missiles now, this is supposed to be man pads. Ooh. So some sort of rocket launching platform, whatever. Let's not pretend that hasn't happened here before and it was not the end of the world. Not that it was great. I mean, TWA 800, wasn't it? I think it was TWA 800. That was a missile. That was so a fucking missile. That was a missile. And yeah, Israel connections to that as well. P.S. Did I mention Northern Blue? We also have Northern Blue in the Odyssey chat. Excellent. This reminds me, we should go over and take a look at the F to the T to the J. Oh, live now. Look, it's working. Everything works now without a hitch. I don't know why. I'm not complaining. I am glad. Not complaining. Okay. FTJ's pulling up. Chat pops up automatically. Look, everything's going smoother. This is amazing. And the whole time I didn't need a new PC. It was just FTJ. I'm kidding. We know that's not the case. This PC sucks a dick. Earlier today, I had PC issues like you would not believe. It kept like it was restarting, but it wasn't. It wouldn't just let me. It was a whole thing. It really doesn't matter. So.
Now I lost my train of thought.
Ah, we have Always Honest, Jew Finder General, Burn Before Reading, and Alex Wazlak. What's up, buddy? Yeah. Nice to see everybody here. All right, we'll get down to business then. We've got plenty to do. I should probably say hello to the cheap seats. No stopping it's over it. What's up, buddy? Nice to see you. Invisible bombs my ass. Now, have you heard about the invisible bombs? Do these dudes know how retarded they sound? Yeah, I'm traveling the world and I expect people to take me seriously in my blue blazer. We're here talking about invisible bombs. There's some invisible bombs. Remember the man pads and the visible bombs? We got invisible bombs. Okay. Why don't you mention Israel? That's weird. You know, on account of they invented the invisible bomb. Oh, yeah. And they ran every manner of subterfuge on our fucking logistics chain. And they got that shit into the logistics chain and violated every convention of war to do so. Because you're not supposed to pick up a fucking walkie-talkie and expect it to explode. You're not supposed to pick up a pager in war and expect it to explode. Just like you're not supposed to pick up a teddy bear and expect it to explode, because these are not weapons of war. Unless Israel is attempting to redefine a weapon of war now as a fucking pager, which they probably are. They probably are. They've got their lawyers working on it right now. Oh, haven't you heard? There's a new convention we're not a signatory to that says it's they're all weapons of war. It's all a weapon of war.
Hey, I got to make a buck.
Right, Kike. Whatever you say, Kikes. What do we have for you today? Oh, plenty. Here we go. So, it was haunting me. I knew Donald Trump. Now, don't take this wrong. I knew Donald Trump had told us the truth before, but we just didn't listen. I had known that Donald Trump had discussed this H-1B thing before, and a lot like Duganism, Trumpism, is when you're an adherent of somebody who says everything for everyone, therefore says nothing. This is Donald Trump. So he said a little of everything, let's face it. But if you listen carefully, Donald Trump has told you before that he's changing his mind on H-1B. Well, he's changed it back and forth, but this is from 2015. Remember when he was on the debate stage with the rest of the Republitard clowns? And here's a clip from that, under a minute. Stay here.
Mr. Trump, your campaign website to this day argues that more visas for highly skilled workers would, quote, decimate American workers. However, at the CNBC debate, you spoke enthusiastically in favor of these visas. So which is it?
I'm changing. We need highly skilled people in this country. And if we can't do it, we'll get them in. But
2015.
But, and we do need, in Silicon Valley, we absolutely have to have. So we do need highly.
2015.
skilled. And one of the biggest problems we have is people go to the best colleges. They'll go to Harvard. They'll go to Stanford. They'll go to Wharton. As soon as they're finished, they get shoved out. They go. They want to stay in this country.
2015.
They want to stay here desperately. They're not able to stay here. For that purpose, we absolutely have to be able to keep the brain power in this country.
So you are abandoning the position on your website.
I'm changing it, and I'm softening the position because we have to have talented people in this country.
Okay. Well, listen. This goes to show that sometimes people don't want to hear the message that their dear leader is telling them. Okay. I know this is a hard reality, but yeah, I'm changing, he says. You know, you've been changing. And the only time you've ever said anything contra H-1B visas is when you're throwing red meat to your base. So, you know, not you guys, but inform your Trump-tard friends. All y'all is manipsonated. All y'all is manipsonated. Yeah, which is black for manipulated. Okay, so what do we make of, let's take a look at the whole scene here. What do we make of this scene? You've got the Jimmy Dore left, who's got this fucking H-1B shit more right than the right. You got Steve Bannon playing his maverick role still. Steve Bannon calls out this H-1B shit perfectly. He calls out Musk pretty well. And then he ruins it with some fucking Hitler blacks and Hispanics reference. So we'll listen to him as well. And then embarrassingly, and I do mean embarrassingly, Breonna Joy Gray, yes, the Negress, and some other nigger named Black Q, I forget what the fucking name is. She calls him Q. It's some black guy named Q. I guess it's like, I don't think he's the Q, obviously, but he calls himself Q. Yeah, they figured out that the incoherent political position of the right in America, not, I don't think our kind of right, I think she means like the just right of center right, that these people are essentially doing like a CRT woke right response to the H-1B issue. And it's kind of embarrassing for you Trump tards, kind of embarrassing for your Trump tard friends to be called out by the likes of Breonna Joy Gray. Like, okay, she's the talented 10th, sure, but she's not that impressive. And to be called out by her is just fucking embarrassing. And to be called out by her and some unknown quantity named fucking Black Q. Just what a fucking joke. And to imagine this dude's been elected, of course. It's a C-election. I get it. It didn't matter who was going to win. But it's still embarrassing. Okay. Now, how people like Charlie Kirk can show their fucking face? Oh, because they're getting big checks. Yeah, they're getting big checks. That's how that works. So we'll listen to all of that tonight. Yep. And why do we care about any of this? Well, because as the neocon 2.0 promoters will tell you, you know.
It's going to be a bloody 2025.
That's right. They're warning you. Sean Ryan and Sam Shoemate. Yep. Jet setting. I've known people in the military. I don't know any of them who end up getting contracts with the CIA and get fat consultant gigs and then become ex-stars and then start jet-setting to other countries. Okay, so I'm not saying there aren't amazing white people. I just don't think this is one of them. Sean Ryan. Okay, why don't we jump into it? Let's just start with the most embarrassing part of all this, I guess. Let's just listen to Breonna Joy Gray and Black Q. You know, they're spanking white people. It's fucking embarrassing, but we need to listen to it because they're more fucking right than Charlie fucking Kirk.
It feels like we all know as leftists that there are all these kind of systemic barriers that we have top, you know, six people in the country that have more wealth than the bottom 6%, that someone like Elon Musk denies it, but it is true, you know, inherited this emerald mine, or his father had this emerald mine and had all this wealth that he used to buy Tesla. He didn't start anything from the ground up. And now these people that are incredible elites, who ran scams like Vivek Ramaswamy to earn their money, turn around and tell the rest of the masses that.
Okay, so far, she's done more good for the right than anyone on the right, the putative right, the right of center right, the GOP right. So these people should know that their great Vivek, their shitskin hero, is a scam artist. They should know that Elon's also a scam artist. Elon Musk just has his big flat face in the government trough, and that's how he makes his money. Which makes sense why he would leverage this purchase of X to get Donald Trump elected and then be first in line at the government trough. It's all going to work out for Elon. It's going to suck for you, but that's part of the plan.
That they are culturally unfit, that they're undeserving, that they're not hustling hard enough. And the cherry on top is someone like Vivek saying, and if you hustled as hard as someone who's coming from another country where they have many fewer opportunities, then you too could succeed.
Okay, now who decided, right? So she's got this right. Now who decided this is some global fucking market? Oh, these quote unquote elites. Well, of course, Vivek Ramaswamy is a symptom. Okay, he's not in fucking charge of anything. He's the symptom of a larger problem, a Jewish problem. Because Jews are the ones who would like us to be in a rules-based order of neoliberal capitalism, late-stage looting phase capitalism. And therefore, everyone in the world is an American who just hasn't gotten here yet. That's the best way to literally corrode white Americans' power. You talk about a rug pull like Vivek Ramaswamy did with his fucking shitty Alzheimer's med. The real rug pull here is Jews subverting whatever governmental system white people would ever try to have that would usher in a meritocracy. It's a fucking joke. There is no meritocracy. Now, if we had a meritocracy, one that was enforced, if we had a state enforced meritocracy, well, white people would be winning again. So that wouldn't be the problem. So it's not really that. It's about telling you can't compete in a meritocracy while rug pulling the meritocracy out from under you. So pray tell, how the fuck is it a meritocracy if you put H-1Bs at the front of the line? That's not a meritocracy. Okay. So everyone knows this. I'm not informing you of anything new there. Just wanted to summarize. We continue.
And no one's asking the question, well, do we really want it to be that kind of a dog-eat-dog world? Isn't the whole point of America, to your point, Q, that you should be able to have a chicken in every pot and a reasonable middle-class lifestyle without working?
Well, actually, that's interesting. She mentions the chicken in every pot. Were you aware of the chicken in every pot stuff? That was all some World War II and post-World War II shit. That was all an effort to save capitalism. It's the only reason America bent in any way, shape, or form and gave the American people the impression of a safety net from the state. Okay, it's only because of Hitler as a competing model so fucking embarrassed the capitalists that they had to go and do something like a works program. And I'll remind you that fascism, German National Socialism, was really just a big works program. Go ahead and look back at Leni Riefenstahl's film, and you'll see that they're all carrying shovels and shit like that because it was a works program. Oh, sure, there were some soldiers there, but just a handful. The rest of it were people involved in the pageantry carrying their various tools of the trade, so to speak. That was primarily what that was celebrating, the triumph of the will. In Nuremberg.
80 hours a week. And this is, again, what seems like...
Oh, right, yeah, we should be working 80 hours a week, sure, because that's what Vivek did. He went to the chalkboard and he whipped up an idea to fraudulently provide, in quotes, an Alzheimer's medication. Right.
Style without working 80 hours a week. And this is, again, what seems like such an interesting opportunity for the left to demonstrate why our analysis is so superior to that of the right. Matthew Knowles, he's one of these conservative commentators.
Well, here's the thing. I meant to rewind a little bit there. Here's the thing, Breonna Joy Gray, that you're missing on the left there as well, that it's not really about that. No one's actually suggesting, okay, no one cares about your fucking work week. You could work 80 hours, 60 hours, 180 hours. They don't really give a shit. They don't care if you live, die, or otherwise because you're replaceable. If you think white people are replaceable, boy, you're really replaceable, Breonna Joy Gray. Just a heads up about that. However, she makes a fair point that the leftist analysis has something you can take from it. Doesn't mean everything the left does is great. It doesn't mean they are more brilliant thinkers than some right-wing thinkers, whatever. I'm just stating the fact that not everything on the left is bad. And they seem to have, dare I say, the right perspective on this. Now, what will they do about it? Oh, they'll put some old goat up front like Bernie, and he'll intentionally stumble and fall and grab defeat from the jaws of victory and then hand the baton to the next capitalist to go stick the knife a little deeper in your back. Sure, we know all that. We understand the problem we're in. But this is a rhetorical analysis we're doing here. So we'll continue with Breonna Joy Gray and Q.
He tweeted a few days ago, tired, meritocracy is bad. Wired, meritocracy is good. Inspired, the very notion of meritocracy conceals a conception of justice in politics that is dubious upon close inspection. Wait, is he doing CRT?
I was just going to say that's critical race theory.
Like, this is one of those, I'm pretty sure he's like a hardcore anti-CRT, anti-woke, blah, blah, blah guy. But they're all kind of coming to this realization.
Hang on a second. You just got white Derek Bell. That's crazy.
It's embarrassing. Just so embarrassing. Not that I'm protective of Charlie Kirk and all these fucking GOP assholes. It's just so embarrassing to put yourself as white people in a position where you support Donald Trump and Elon Musk and this whole fucking cult of worship around Vivek Ramaswamy so much. Your convoluted worldview has brought you to a position where you really are advancing like CRT woke right bullshit to counter the H-1B narrative. It's just fucking absurd. You got niggers laughing at you. These niggers are laughing at you. So this is where it's been brought to a point where white people have been orchestrated to look like fucking circus clowns, fragile circus clowns. Oh, they can't take it. Oh, they're denying the meritocracy. No, Breonna Joy Gray. The point is, the suggestion of meritocracy is not what offends anybody. It's that it's not a real meritocracy. It's not a state-enforced meritocracy. But God forbid the Trump-tards, the Charlie Kirks, God forbid they say that. They can't say that, okay? They can't mention the structural flaws in the type of governance they have, because then they'd have to admit that the whole thing needs to burn to the ground, and we need to have some modern-day racial socialism with an overlay of fascism. The fascism part, P.S., would be the state-enforced part of state-enforced meritocracy. But let's hear the niggers laugh at us. Here we go. Laugh away, Noggs.
Like now, you just got white Derek Bell. That's crazy.
Exactly.
It's funny.
So what do we do with this? We have people like Laura Loomer out here again, doing like the...
Oh, great. Yeah, here we go. Right. So now... Exactly. They don't have the sense to not pal around with Laura fucking Loomer. So, of course, you're going to get the knife twisted in your back.
He's woke.
Or in the Mr. Loomer's case, it might be something else in your backside.
Again, not totally woke. She's being like super racist while she's doing
No, she's being right wing woke is what it is. She's a woke right winger.
How would you?
But she's approximate. Yeah, she's definitely a woke right winger. However, Laura Loomer might be that gal I'm talking about. She might be the prototype for what the Jews are going to roll out, and they won't quite call it this, but what it's going to be in essence is kosher anti-Semitism. Laura Loomer might be the one. We'll see. It might be Jackson Hinkle or who the fuck knows what they're going to do next.
Describe that. What is white right-wing woke, Q?
Right-wing wokeness. Their third eye has just decalcified. Like, their third eye has just opened up, and they're now starting to see the world for the way it is, and not like they don't have the blinders over them. So now they're drinking like peanut punch, and they're drinking the mineral water and whatnot to decalcify themselves. And seriously, they're going to be drinking rainwater. They're already on the anti-fluoride trip.
Well, see, and they're laughing at us, right? Yeah, white people do. Yeah, we get into some dumb shit. We get into drinking raw milk and arguing about that, or seed oils or something. So yeah, I don't appreciate this. You should be twice as angry at these fucking GOP Trump-tard rightists that have niggers laughing at you.
But it's gonna be so much worse than that. Now they're actually seeing that there is a class divide. They're actually starting to understand that there's rule by elites. And the people that they thought were elite previously were generally like coastal academic liberals. Now they're beginning to understand that the actual true elite are the corporate and financing overlords. The people that they previously used to look up to and worship, they're now beginning to understand, wait a second, the world that they envision for themselves doesn't include me. I'm just a cog in the machine. I'm just a battery to be plugged in. What they're actually waking up to is that there is a tangible and variegated class difference or differences in class interests. Whereas for them, being working class people, they don't intend on being CEOs. They don't intend on commanding multi-million or multi-billion dollar salaries. They want to have a comfortable life, raise their children, and be able to have, you know, fun Christmases 30 or 40 down the road with their grandkids. They don't.
Okay, this is a bit of a mammering retard, but he's actually making a better point than I've heard out of the mouth of Charlie Kirk. So yes, this, by the way, is a type of renaissance of the right. Right wingers, conservative types, and even libertarian types, I dare say, used to have these sugar plum fairies dancing through their head about, I don't know, some fucking greed is good shit and how they're going to go to Wall Street or they're going to become a CEO. And now all of those illusions have been dashed. Thank fucking God. Okay, that was never the case. You were never going to New York City to be greed is good CEO, captain of industry. That was never happening because you have to know the right people and you don't know the right people. And knowing the right people means knowing Jews. So you're not in those circles because you're white. So that was never happening for you. I'm glad someone can laugh about it because someone has to laugh about it. Thank God that phase is over. The remnant of that phase is this relic of thinking that surrounds Trump worship. And because Vivek's rich, they worship Vivek. And because Musk is rich, they worship Musk. So there's still a little bit of this. They just don't, they no longer think that they will become Musk. They no longer think that they will become Donald Trump. So this is good. This is progress. It used to be folks would worship Lee Iacocca and other fucking captains of industry, and they thought they could become them. So we've had a great big reality check. I guess that's what we can thank for the past 30 years is a big fucking reality check. You're not going to be a captain of industry. You're not going to be CEO. And unless you were roommates with some Jew in Yale who for some unforetold reason fucking loves you, you won't so much as be a part of the apparatus that rules. So that's good. We have that wake-up call. Now we need to get past the Trump worship, the wealth worship, the elite worship, because you know, Musk is not rich because he's a fucking genius. I'm not even that impressed with Musk. No one really is, actually. You know, being given a big jade mine or whatever it was and then turning that into, you know, leveraging that into your involvement in PayPal through funding measures and all of that. It's not that impressive. I dare say if anyone here listening were gifted a jade mine, such that P.S., you could take on a hobby like Musk would. A young Musk is there. Nothing to do all day to do it because he's got all his bills paid because mommy and daddy left him a big old jade mine. Well, I dare say you might have gotten into some cool fucking shit. Nothing to do and all day to do with your bills paid? Yeah. Yeah, you'd probably be some unique, charismatic figure involved in some cutting edge shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Aspire to be tech overlords or finance overlords. But what they're seeing is that these tech and finance overlords have essentially gotten together since the late 1970s and in the 1980s. It's actually really interesting that Jimmy Carter has just passed away, where he was essentially the one that ushered in this neoliberal age that we're in right now with massive deregulation, financialization of almost every industry, and then shipping work either south or overseas. What they're beginning to understand is that they don't fit into the grand scheme of American labor practices. Essentially, their jobs are going to be so far abstracted away from being able to actually make anything that is of tangible value. They're just going to be sitting at a desk, working a useless email job, or simply unemployed altogether because everybody from overseas is going to be brought over to work those useless email jobs.
So you have a right to be angry. You're in a country now where this fucking random nigger named Black Q, appears to have it figured out better than the version of right-wing politics you're given. So, yes, you have a right to be angry. And this is why, just remember, let this nigger's voice echo in your head when it comes time to light the Molotov. Especially that part where they're laughing at you. Things have been orchestrated where this fucking random nigger makes more sense than the version of right-wing politics you are gifted by the great gods, Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and Vivek Ramaswamy. Oh, don't worry. We're going to hear from Steve Bannon soon. You'll see what he's up to.
That's right-wing wokeness. But the way that they express it is not through talking about class differences. They're not talking about exploitation of labor, et cetera.
It's by talking about race differences. No, that's only us. And we're the only ones with the skeleton key that has a means by which to figure it all out. The skeleton key is racial. The skeleton key is counter-Semitic. If you're not anti-Semitic and you're not a racist, you can't actually figure any of this out. You can't quite figure out why Black Q is more right than Charlie Kirk, but why Charlie Kirk is still wrong.
They're talking about they want us to be a bunch of street shitters.
Although I will say, some of them are getting pretty close. Tell me, who do you think said this, Noam Chomsky or Laura Loomer?
Okay, this is embarrassing. She's going to quiz the audience about guess who said this, Noam Chomsky or Laura Loomer, and guess what? You can't fucking tell. You can't tell.
The biggest threat to our country, our freedom and humanity, is the unchecked power of technocrat billionaires who have God complexes, access to defense contracts, and openly declare war against dissenters. This should freak you out.
You know, it's actually kind of wild. She's the one that I think kind of like blew the whole lid off of all of this.
All right, she's not that important, okay? Laura Loomer's playing a role for Jews. However, yeah, of course that was Laura Loomer, but it sounds exactly like Noam Chomsky. In fact, I'm not embarrassed to say Chomsky was formative in my intellectual development as a youngster. Yeah, book was on my dad's shelf, and I was like, oh, who's this? And it happened to be the picture book version of Manufacturing Consent, which, if you haven't seen that two-hour documentary, I mean, some of it no longer applies about the column inches of press coverage, but you get the idea. It could still work as a metaphor where it's, you know, screen inches or something. But yeah, it was insightful about how consent can be manufactured. However, we're beyond that, just so you're clear. We're beyond class analysis. I was hooked on that for a little while. That explains why a recently post-pubescent Davis might be down at Occupy Wall Street in that milieu, and then hop from that over to the anti-war crowd, find there's a bunch of pussies over there, and then hop over to this. Next thing you know, you're at John Birch. That's no good either. And the next thing you know, but sure, that could have been Chomsky is my point. And it would have been right then. It's also right now. So it's not like Laura Loomer's lying to you. She's playing a role. She's playing the role of the person on the right who has to say it, because if she doesn't say it and we say it, then we win. So instead, she says it while we say it, all the attention goes to Laura Loomer and Jews win. That's called managed perception, perception management.
Because yeah. She was the one that just straight up called out Elon Musk and said that he's she called him a stage five clinger. He's basically a hanger on to the incoming Trump administration. And what he's doing essentially is just prying the door open for all of his tech buddies, Peter Thiel, Mark Andreessen, David Sachs, et cetera.
Okay, this is some mildly incorrect analysis. Of course, Elon Musk doesn't have to pry the door open to let them in. They just drop checks on Trump, and that's how they get access. So let's not pretend it's any less cynical than that.
Prying the door open for them to come in and implement their own version of tech futurism in America, but that doesn't leave any room for the ground level people, the people that were there from the very beginning, the prototypical MAGAites. They're pushing people like her.
Well, here they get it wrong, because this is not a system of seniority. See, earlier they were arguing meritocracy. Now they're arguing seniority. Yes, this is how both sides get it wrong. So sometimes they they misanalyze it as a strictly a class warfare type thing. Sometimes they see it as a battle against meritocracy. Sometimes they see it as a subverted republic. Sometimes they see it. I mean, no one's getting it quite right because no one but us is talking about, no one in our thing, I don't mean me, no one in our thing is just saying it. You just got to say this is racial and this is Jewish. That's what's at this, your country. This is your country on Jews. That's what this is.
Out the door. But the way that she expressed it, I think, kind of like struck a nerve. And
that's the intent. Right, exactly. We're making this point. Everyone knows what the expression lightning rod means, right? Okay, so this is perception management. When this sentiment has built up so much on the real right, let's call ourselves the real right, although I could argue that point. I've got a lot of left-wing ideas. But okay, we'll call it the real right for the sake of convenience. When this sentiment is so common, so ubiquitous, so pervasive, so built up in the real right, well, the Jews know they need to send a lightning rod out there to attract all the attention and energy. And Laura Loomer's just that kind of lolcow to fucking do it. And she's doing it.
And working class MAGA Americans, to the point where they realize, like, wait a second, these people don't really give a shit about us. With the kinds of appointments that Trump was making to his incoming administration, I think what they saw was something that they did not recognize as being originally part of that movement. And it turned them off so much that she was the one that actually gave a voice to it. It's a very strange combination of racism and class consciousness. It struck that note with many of them. And that's why there was this huge revolt over the past days.
Actually, I'd suggest it's more like racism, which I don't think is a bad thing, and not so much class consciousness as just subjective reality. Like, we want to improve the material conditions in white people's lives. I'm not going to get that done by doing a fucking class analysis. Right, doing a class analysis doesn't help improve white people's lives. And on account I'm only concerned with white people's lives, I'm not going to be doing a class analysis. And that's not what's going on. However, still, Laura Loomer serves as the lightning rod. And appropriately, people pay attention to that lightning rod. It's just the way it works. That's why the op is to point at the lightning rod. Well, I'd say live and learn, but, you know, we've already known this. It's just a bit of rhetorical analysis here. So that's, I'm glad we got the niggers out of the way. Now we can get to Jimmy Dore, what we often refer to here as the Jimmy Dore left. These are people who, by the way, the Jimmy Dore left has like 90% of their analysis is absolutely correct. And then, of course, there's that nasty, iffy 10%, which, of course, anywhere in that 10%, they could be bringing up, oh, like white privilege or Hitler or whatever like this. Racism, they love that word. So, you know, you always have to expect that. However, they talk about Donald J. Trump et al. Being dragged for this fucking H-1B shit. And it's a good analysis, and I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Yeah. He's getting dragged.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, you called it Truth Social, so you can't really make that ridiculous of a lie to people that were counting on you on that thing.
Right. Texas Tornado says no immigration, period, at this time. Shar Shri Temu says, to me, this is a slap in the face. America needs jobs. To give it to more foreigners is disrespectful. I thought the presidency was meant to help America. There's another one. MAGA Meister over on Truth Social says, we have skilled workers here. We don't need immigrants taking jobs. That's like agreeing with Elon that Americans are stupid. Well, Elon, I think he actually used the R word, I'm pretty sure. And then he said, take a step back and F yourself in your face.
Yeah.
So that's how he feels about hearing from the police.
Well, he has a condition where he's like smart-hearted.
From the peasants.
I'd rather hire a $9 Indian to crunch that data, sir. Thank
you. You're fired. To start with, this program is massively popular with employers. The program has a statutory limit of 85,000 visas per year. So, but in the law, it says you can only bring in 85,000 H-1B visas a year, but employers routinely receive approval for more than 800,000 applications, 868,000, or 10 times the limit in 2024 alone. Contrary to what I expected, the average salary for the H-1B is relatively low, so they're lower paid. Exactly. Slightly under $120K a year. Given this much of the H-1B debate pertains to tech workers, assume the average incorrectly because they're bringing them in to do everything. I just want to show you this story. This is in keeping with our last two stories where Elon Musk is now censoring Laura Loomer because she's pushing back against him. And they have no problem with this idea that they're for certain free speech, not all free speech. And they will gladly censor you at the behest of Israel. Here they're doing it at the University of Michigan. Breaking: the judicial branch of the University of Michigan student government has found its anti-Israel president and vice president guilty of dereliction of duty. You don't say.
The duty to be pro-Israel?
That's right.
That's pretty good. They're also breaking down this, this entire fucking Jew control in the universities. So, I mean, they're doing more than Charlie fucking Kirk on this issue, is my point. I mean, that is the point. Wow. It's embarrassing when blacks and Jimmy Dore lefties have a superior analysis than you. That's really embarrassing. Wow. Let me send this out to Boiling Frog. As a few people haven't joined us. Of course, spread the word, by the way. You should be spreading the word. You probably have people in your socials that I don't have. So here I'm plucking away, dropping in the show link for anyone who come one, come all. Right. All right, that appears to be most of them. Yeah, so it's you, me, it's all of us. Oh, dear. This guy at Aquarius Fabrication. Let's see if that works. Ah, here it is. Aquarius Fabrications, LLC. I wanted to show you guys this. He's one of our guys. He's our guy. And he set up a promo code for folks to receive a discount if you're so inclined. I showed this stuff on Giuseppe's show, and everyone responded very, very much in the affirmative. So I figured, why not show this guy's work? Okay, so he makes the shit himself. I'm going to have to get permission from him if I can show you his Telegram feed. He just comes off as a cool guy. He's got this shop cat. He took in a stray cat. He does all of his masterful crafts with metals and other materials. He's quite the welder. He'll give you like your gas head shower. Yes, he features a double gas head shower. You'll have to see that. I'll show you that. Look at this. We have the Sonnen Rad rug. I think it's called the Sonnen rug, as you ought to know. Right, the Sonnen rug, there it is. Yeah. Okay, well, here's all the contact info. It's coming along. When he does set it up, I'll be sure to give you the RPR code to get yourself a discount. Oh, yes, I'll also custom make stuff. Anyway, his work with stainless steel is pretty fucking incredible. There you go. You can drop him a line. So it's exciting to have guys making shit in our thing. And, it's quite exciting. I can't show you his images, but let me go over here to, there it is. Okay. Before I share the tab, hold on. Oh, right. See, the cat's always on his shoulder. The cat literally does this thing where it like hangs out around his shoulder and neck area. That's where the cat likes to sit on him, like a parrot on a pirate's shoulder. So it's hard to show you a picture of his cat without his face. So I'm going to have to get permission for that. But, you know what? Maybe I could edit this one. This is wild. Yeah, here we go. It's a shop kitty. Nice. Red Pill Radio has his shower kit. Zach is down for the cause. Yeah, I suggest everyone get on board with this, but first things first, let me show you some more. Ah, yes. Okay, so. First. All right, good. Got to make sure that if I share this screen. Boom. Making sure you see this. Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. That should be everything. Right. First things first. Here we go. See the quality of the craftsmanship here. Stainless steel. Oh, look. He feeds the water in through the shower head. You get yourself a second rinse over there. Pretty great. I thought you'd like that. Anyway, the quality of the craftsmanship is excellent. Oh, you can get new shower heads. You don't have to use your old ones, but I think that looks fine. Here's how to come packed up. And look, you get your little gas nozzles there. You can leave it raw. You can just let the water spit out of the gas nozzle, like in the Steven Spielberg film. All right.
All right. Let's hit this bell right here. Boom.
There you go. And that shifts it over to the other one. Ah, there it is. Right. He can make these to the length of your desire. Check it. Gas nozzles for... Then you can put the appropriate tubing on there. You notice he's got a little rubber backing there. That's good for installation. Ah. Wow. That's some excellent craftsmanship. I did a little tack welding in my day, but that's about... Check this out. Oh, yeah. You know you want every piece of clothing on a fucking badass hanger like this. That's pretty great. Look at that. Yes. I can see Serbian Bull the Millionaire has every stitch of clothing hanging on one of these hangers. There's the sewn-in rug, which you guys saw earlier. Okay. There you have it. All right, where was we? Where were we? Let's go over here. Got to have some other. Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay. There you go. She makes everyone smile. What? It won't go full screen now. That's weird. Me, 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 me. That's not working. All right, we'll do this one instead. Bam. All right. On to the next clip. Wait, you know what we should probably do first? Hold on.
Guys, what's going on?
I'm way behind in the chat, so let's go over there and check out. Ah, Northern Blue. Well, first, actually, let's go back to Kick Chef. Remember, he showed up. Northern Blue said, howdy, Davis. Klaxon SS mentioning Gaza pagers. Yes, of course. Yes, that was the technology they used in the Gaza walkie-talkies and pagers. That's right, which is weird. While Neocon 2.0 PSYOP artists are mentioning, ooh, scary, scary. It's coming to America. We're all going to die. Yes, we're all going to die. Because it's going to be.
It's going to be a bloody 2025.
That's right, because.
We have the New Orleans attack. We have Iranian missiles. We have these invisible bombs. Do you know about the invisible bombs?
Okay, so now anytime anything gets shot down over the U.S., like TW-800 Part 2, which is probably forthcoming. If not now, it'll be this summer, and then it'll be this coming summer. It'll be the Trump presidency in full gear. It'll be a TW-800 Part 2, and they'll say, ah, Iranian missiles, and then it's on. Then it's on. Maybe we'll have a few more things like the New Orleans attack in the meantime. And then, of course, don't forget about the invisible bombs.
We have the New Orleans attack. We have Iranian missiles. We have these invisible bombs. Do you know about the invisible bombs?
Well, we all do now. So invisible bombs is it's the plastic explosive that Israelis invented to stick inside of the pagers, walkie-talkies, and cell phones. So thanks, Jews. Yep. When that does happen, we'll know it's from the Israeli secret or Israeli security services. Right. We'll know. We'll know. And we'll know. And we were saying, actually, wombs are a weapon of war. So it's fine that that we bomb women and children. Closes Talmud. I like that. That's actually pretty brilliant. I have to save that one. Actually, wombs are a weapon of war. Yes, whatever the Jews define as a weapon of war, it's okay to make all blowed up. That's right. Maybe they'll put the invisible bombs in the womb. Does that sound? Yum. That child was going to grow up to be an Arab. That's what the Jews say. You're not supposed to walk into the King David Hotel and have it explode. Well, that's how Jews do it. And so far it's worked out. However, we can suggest, by the way, that this won't work out in perpetuity for Kikes, which is, of course, that's my plan. I don't know about your plan, but that's my plan. Do you guys think the MAGAs will swallow the H-1Bs? It's not like when Trump didn't build the wall. This is Trump actively trying to replace Americans. Well, Northern Blue, I wish I knew the answer to that. Unfortunately, we got to live through it first. The only way past this is through it. And we know it's going to be an ugly 2025, but it might even be...
It's going to be a bloody 2025.
Right. We'll see. Hopefully that means the blood of our enemies at the end of baseball bats. Kato Koshiro, nice to see you, Dreadneck. Heil Hitler, nigga, back to you, sir. Klaxon SS suggests they will for a while. Keep asking your Trump-tard friends, how much rope are you going to give them? Kickchef, yes, Trump is a welfare... I mean, Musk is a welfare queen. Trump is technically, too. Kickchef, bro, just compete with 7 billion people, bro. Get fucked, poo, nigger. Yes, exactly. That's the suggestion. And that's a very Jewish... that's a Jewish economic proposal, actually, because only in a Jew's mind would they suggest that everyone is an American who just hasn't gotten here yet. So this country's for you. This country's for me. This country's for us. That's what the word posterity means. You can't just quote me the parts of the fucking Constitution you like. You can't just quote me the parts, your favorite little bits of the Declaration of Independence, because we have our parts in there, too. Okay. So Mr. and Mrs. Second Amendment usually seem to forget that part about our posterity. And you have no problem condemning the Constitution about all this. Oh, defining Negroes as 3/5 a man. Well, what happens, strict constitutionalists? Let's stick to the Constitution. Niggers are less than, Jews don't belong, and this country belongs to your ancestors' posterity. Guess who that is? That's you. That's you. So don't give me this shit about quoting just the little bits you like. Fuck off. To them, Laura Loomer is white, unfortunately. Yes. To the Trump-tard, they see Laura Loomer, and they might think she's hot. That's how twisted Trump people are. Well, I'm kidding. She couldn't be really considered hot. Although, I'm not going to do it. I have a clip of Chris Cantwell. Listen, I don't want to start any fights. I forgive him for this because he was recently out of prison. And he was like doing sexy talk on Laura Loomer when a picture of her came up. I said, oh my God, he must be desperate. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Nancy Pelosi with her 75 to 80% stock gains. Warren Buffett with 50% was high. Her gay husband fighting with a pink hammer was a dildo. Police media covered it up. Oh, there you go. Yep. Yes, of course. Oh, I like that. John McCain's tumor says, perfect for my Hugo Boss collection. Yeah, those hangers, dude. Stainless steel Swazi hangers. Fucking key for the Hugo Boss collection. And here's the good news. When you buy one of those hangers, you're supporting our guy and his fucking shop cat, which seems like a pretty awesome cat. This fucking cat. He told me he was like welding, and this daring cat came in. Most animals won't go near welders, the bright light and all. But this cat was so hungry. This little mug wandered in the shop and been sticking around ever since. Been his little buddy. So, yeah. When I say you support the shop cat, I mean not just the kibble, but now he runs the heat for the cat. Used to be shut the heat off at night. And so now he's got the heat going for his little shop cat. Mm-hmm. It's only white people, by the way. Only white people would be doing that kind of thing, which is good. I mean, it's a good thing, but you know, we're saving animals from fires in California and niggers are looting houses. That's just all the difference you need to know right there. Yes. Yes, Israel was vaccinating Palestinians recently. True that, true that. Polio, in fact, yep. Lex V, what's up, buddy? Disinfectant. Long time no see. Ah, we have a friend of Walther Mauser here. Excellent, excellent. Walther Mauser in the His Isle. And bet not a single kike in Israel took the Pfizer poison. Well, don't be so certain about that. Don't be so certain. These Jews are uniquely unimpressive people. And there really is no more rule-following compliant people when it comes to their own rules. Now, when it comes to the rules of society, oh, sure. They just like, fuck that. They do what they want. They build hovels underground in New York City. Remember that violating all of the engineering codes and all of that? Like portions of the street were collapsing. They don't give a shit about white people rules. But if people in Israel tell them to go get a shot, I bet you they went and got a shot. That's just my guess. Nightwolf, what's up, buddy? And did I mention John McCain's tumor? I think I did. Yep. And we should probably check the F to the T to the J's. F to the T to the J. F to the T to the J.
No, I lost my train of thought.
Right. Here we go. Nate Walters in the house. Alex Waslak tells, yeah, Cooper brought up the witness who saw the missile hit TW-800. Same with Flight 93, but that was shot from a military jet, according to the sworn affidavits. Oh, yeah. Yep, look for the Israeli man pad. That's what's going to be used. And then, of course, yep. Oh, just so you know, Nate is in... Okay, RPR is active now. Use it to save 10%. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, that's excellent. In this case, by the way, you gave me... I hope you didn't cut me. I just want to tell Nate from Aquarius Fabrications this, everybody. Nate, the address you gave me in... What was it? Yes, in Telegram. That was the wrong. It didn't take me to the right URL. Anyway, so don't copy paste that and send it to other people. So, yes, we know it's Aquarius-Fabrication.llc, but the link you gave me will take everyone here, which you don't want to do that. So, just a heads up on that. But everybody, let me go back to FTJ real quick. I'll share this with you. That's the actual website. Let me go back to FTJ for a minute. And he says, it's totally fine, LOL. Please, yes, please. Okay, good. I don't need to edit his cat images. All right, I'm going to show you his... let me show you this cat. Check this out. Share this tab instead. Whabam. Look at that little mug.
Good evening, gents. I wanted to let you know that... I crunched the numbers and everything for the sales, and the profit dividends are actually kind of split, I would say, percentage-wise. Probably 60% me, 40% you guys. So I'm not leaving a lot of meat on the bone in terms of price reduction, and it's actually priced very reasonably. That's because... I want to, you know, obviously do good by our people. I want to do good by you, the broadcasters and everything. But I was thinking of kind of a comparison. This is almost like a locomotive. You guys are going to be the ones that are going to be shoveling the coal in the engine. And I'm going to try to be the choo-choo train, the locomotive, whatever. And the more coal you guys throw in there, then the faster we get going and the more things I could get. Larger rugs. That damn cat. Larger rugs for higher prices and more dividends, proceeds to you guys. So I'm hoping that you're able to, you know, make a diligent effort to promote the rug. If it's something that, I mean, obviously it seems like a lot of you guys are excited about it. So,
Everyone's excited about it. That and the hangar. That seems to be a real hit. Everyone who sees those hangers wants one. That's just a fact of the matter. That cat seemed to be in love with this guy. That's crazy. That is so crazy. What a cool cat. All right. There was more, though. There was an image or a video. Maybe, look at this. Look at that little mug up there. That is so great. He says, this is me with our new persistent shop kitty. That's so great. Yeah. Lex V says the cat's name should be Chairman Meow. Fucking great. Chairman Meow. This cat's in heaven. Look at its eyes. That's some love eyes on the cat. Cat is digging our guy, Nate. Anyway, doesn't he seem like a cool guy? It's the kind of guy you just want to fucking hang out with. Of course, he happens to do amazing work. So support our guys. That's what it's about. Me, share the tab, and there it is. All right. RPR, get yourself a code. All right. All right. You know you want those, those hangers. I wonder if you went on the site, does he do a thing where if you add a bunch of the hangers, right now it's just a Sonnen rug, it seems. I wonder if you had a bunch of the, like, hangers by the dozen or something. I wonder if there would be a packaging thing to do there. Well, he'll figure it out. He knows what he's doing. I'm no businessman, and he's in the fabrication biz. Also, since he seems so handy and so talented, maybe you have an idea. Run it by him. He could probably fabricate whatever you want. You know, to spec, so to speak. Just a thought. Yeah, support our guys. Support that cat, for God's sake. Cat hit the lottery. Wandered in on a white man. It's going to feed him and heat him. Am I right? You know I'm right. Okay. Where were we, FTJ chat? Ah, yes, Panzer 9. Hail, Ertelman. Well, hail to you, sir. Wait a second. Why is Bushmaster 6A having cold pizza? Bushmaster 6A, you deserve more than cold pizza, my friend. Okay, Nate is our guy over at Aquarius Fabrication, says RPR is active now. Use it to save 10%. Okay, so if you want a bunch of the hangers, then just so you know, I suppose you could hit the contact page that I showed you. And, yeah, just be like, okay, dude, how much for a dozen hangers? And then get 10% off by using RPR. Mm-hmm. All right. Bushmaster 6A, I've been bad today. I generated a lot of sales tax money for the state. I need to work harder. The governor has yet to call me to say thank you. There you go. That's pretty good. All right. Don't worry about the Nate, of course, very politely says, oh, sorry about the link. No, I don't want you to send people to the wrong page. Well, that's all. Yep. Per H is digging that cat too. That's a great fucking cat. Yeah. Now I'll trade him my cat. My cat is my cat is a twin. Her brother is elsewhere in the family because we had to break them up. These two did not get along. So it's like a brother sister cat born together. Never liked each other. Never. Separated them, and they were suddenly happier individually, but Oh, I don't know why FTJ constantly fucking auto pauses. Let me go up here and see if it plays for me right now. Me, 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 me. Okay, yeah, it seems to be fine. What's up, Boiling Frog, over here with FTJ? Anyway, my cat. Yeah, this thing is just... Oh, God. I mean, it's happy, but if you want it to be like a normal cat, like come sit on my lap or anything like that, the cat just gets attitude. I don't know if it's... it doesn't seem to be in any physical distress, but it's extremely overweight. Yeah, it's like only happy if it's laying there after eating. That's pretty much it. I'd much prefer this cat like climbing on my shoulders and rubbing on my head and stuff. That'd be pretty great. Yep. I just get loud purring. So we pour food in and then we get loud purring. That's about it. Oh, I'm definitely on Odyssey, my man. I'm over here right now. Yep. I'm live right now. I just double checked. So I don't know why that'd be the case, but yeah, by all means, refresh, go to your subscriber section under Odyssey. And if you're not subscribed to me, then that wouldn't help. But if you are subscribed to me, I should be under there. So, yep. And also Rumble is a backup. Not that I, you know, Rumble's not my favorite, but it's a cheap seats. But if you want to go over there, if you've got no other options, you can go to Rumble. I got to get my shit together and get on White Pilled. I know. We'll do it soon. Toronto Mayor Olivia Chow will fight to the death against U.S. invasion. Oh, my Lord, help me. Boy, oh, boy. Things, this Canuck land always has some wild, shit going on. Oh, this is funny. It's a comedy thing, thank God. Okay, let's do it. We can all laugh.
It's me, Arabia Chow, mayor of Toronto, Canada, and I am shocked and appalled by a president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, talk about the annexation of Canada. This is unacceptable. As a man of a...
It's too much to take. That is too much to take. Look, she's looking off at the cue card. Do none of these fucking politicians, do none of them just speak off the cuff? I suppose none of them do, right? That's not the world we live in. Always the side eye to the fucking cue card. Wow. Or whatever, some kind of large iPad or whatever the case is. Yep.
Begun a discussion with a dog and a cat. About create an alliance with a furry animal to fight against an invasion by the Donald Trump. I can take over. Me, Arabia Chow, I was instilled as a mayor by Communist Party of China. So I can lead the rebellion against America. Don't worry if you're from Canada. I am going to make sure you pay your tax. And then we will plan an attack.
We will plan an attack. Okay, well, that was good. Yeah. I don't know if I'm an impatient person or not, but to me, if this thing were 30 seconds, that would have been much better, right? That would have been much better. Yeah, this lady's eyes are fucked up. It's like one is wide open and the other one isn't. And this isn't a Chinese joke. I mean, like one eye is like an American eye and the other eye is like an Oriental eye. Yeah, stop eating the dogs, lady. How about that? By the way, there's fewer pigeons around too. And almost no prostitutes, which must mean White While Peeing moved up to Canada. They're all in his trunk, dead. There you have it. All right, little inside joke for everybody there. All right, perfect translation. Yeah. Stop eating the nugs. Right. Well, that was fun. That was fun. We will pran and attract. Okay, I like it. Right on. Where were we? Oh, right. Boiling to the frog. She has such a fucking thick accent, Asian accent. Yes. Yes. The guy doing the voice is Ben Bankus. See, I did not know that. Okay, so that was a Ben Bankus channel. There you go. Here's another one from him, only 1 minute. Okay, that's probably more tolerable. I don't know if it's just me. Am I impatient? But it seems to me, again, that last bit, if it were edited, would have been brilliant at about 30 seconds. It's when you start getting into a full minute and 10 seconds with that accent, it's sort of like, we got it. We got it. Ah, I'm going to share this tab.
Hello, it's me, Olivia Chow, and I'm here today to talk about all the homosexual and transgender people that live in the city to road. From now on, if you are homophobic, transphobic, or racist, we will come to your house and take your firstborn child and take away your right. That is why tomorrow we're starting a new newspaper sale pack. You know a sale pack? That's when you spend too much money, so the government have to take a money. I'm going to be-
Okay. All right. He is funny. He is funny. Let's hear the real Olivia Chow, shall we?
We're going to be renaming the Dundas Square after the Senfuku tribe from Ghana.
Okay. Listen. It is funny. Yes. No speaking English. That's right. Nice. That's pretty good. Ah, Kyle Lucille Ball from Bushmaster 6A. Let's hope, Bushmaster, hope you had more than cold pizza tonight. Thanks, buddy. He gave the $5. $5 for your boy, Davis. Anybody else want to support Right Perspective Radio? You know how it's done. Yep. Oh, I know Boiling Frog. That was the shtick. It's still him. Actually, you can't find how this woman actually speaks anymore. Let's go find the real Olivia Chow, and then it's always just Ben Bankus comedy doing. Imagine that. The whole of the internet is just fucking Ben Bankus doing his Olivia Chow. I'd like to say Canada's a joke, but no more or less a joke than America is. So let's not kid ourselves. Oh. Comedy. Let's see his stand-up, his quality. Let's see this. Oh, there you go.
The one, the only, Ben Bankus.
Got it.
And I'm fat, so I've been welcomed with open arms. Especially in Texas. They're like, you know, we don't like Canadians, but at least you're not Mexican. That's the real racism in the States with the Mexicans when they cross the border illegally. And then they get captured by ICE. And then they wrap them in those aluminum foil blankets. It's pretty racist. Like, welcome to America. You're a burrito now. They're like, where are my children?
See, that's the shame. All right, I knew that was... I'm not a tough customer when it comes to comedy, but he said the... Well, I don't know how you could have set that up differently, but having us picture the aluminum foil blanket, and then... he would have been better if he referred to it as something other than aluminum foil. If he said, like, silver Mylar blanket, and then it would have evoked the image without saying the comparison to what a burrito's wrapped in. Anyway, yeah. Yeah. So a little lumpy, a little clunky. Stick to the Olivia Chow shit, my man. That was pretty good. Keep doing that. Oh, my God. Is this the actual Olivia Chow?
Hi, I'm Olivia Chow. I would love to be your new mayor. I have the experience. I'm a grandmother and a daughter.
There's something very creepy about Asian people. Am I right? You know I'm right. Am I right or am I right? There's something, yeah, very creepy. She fancies herself a fashion maven, does she not? Look, she's going to put purple accents in the glasses she wears with her purple brazier. She's wearing a purple brazier. Okay.
I've been a school trustee, a city councilor, and a member of parliament. I've learned...
But have you been in any Jackie Chan movies? That's the real test of a true Asian.
Know what it's like when people can't find a job. I saw my parents struggle.
Listen to her playing this fucking upbeat music. Listen to this. She's telling this this tale of economic woe to what sounds like some pretty upbeat music.
I saw my parents struggle. So I will support.
She also smiles at that. She thinks that's very funny. It's very funny when my parents struggle.
So I will support small businesses to create jobs.
I think she's laughing at everyone. That's what's going on here.
I know what it means to be stuck in traffic gridlock or packed like sardines on a bus.
Gridlock.
Less time for family and late for work. So we need to move people faster right now. And I know you can't spend what you haven't earned. That's why I'll mind the public purse. It's time for a new mayor. It's
hey, don't do that. They should. Yeah, they should have not done the close-ups. Keep her. This was much better for the audience right here. This is too much. Too much Asian.
New mayor. It's time to build a better city together.
Oh, boy, she's creepy. A lot of Asian people are creepy. And oddly enough, the creep factor goes away as soon as you mix an Asian like 50% white. Not that I advocate that kind of thing, but let's face it, those are more comely people. Very difficult to look at this full on Asian. Asians a lot easier to look at. Just a matter of fact. I'm not advocating again. Just reality, or as Olivia Chow says, reality. Would she say it that way? No, she would say struggle, which is weird because struggle almost sounds like stray puppy, which is what's missing along with the prostitutes. Yep, she is laughing at you. That's how the gook laughs. She's raffing all the way to the rank. Uh-huh. All right, buddies, we have more. Oh, yes, I promised you Steve Bannon, didn't I? I did. All right. Steve Bannon, hold on your hats. Steve Bannon calling out H-1Bs, calling out fucking Musk. Really, like, batting 1,000, and then Steve Bannon fucks it all up, as usual, with his insertion of neoliberal politics, because he's a playa. Steve Bannon is a playa. Fucking war room my ass. Anyway, listen to this perception management. Steve Bannon on a mission. Let's find out what it is.
I've got another recommendation. I'd like to put an exit visa on every college graduate, foreign student that graduated from college here in 30 days to leave and go back home and help make their nation great again. And we shouldn't take any foreign students in community colleges. That should be for American citizens, particularly for African Americans and Hispanics. You're never.
Okay, that's interesting. An exit visa. Okay, I like that. Also, Steve Bannon, I haven't checked this yet, but probably the member of a large family. You can usually tell this. Maybe he was like the fourth out of five boys or something. You can always find this happens a lot.
Students in community colleges. That should be.
See what he did there? That's a common indicator of a child that had difficulty being listened to in his household. So not likely an only child. And you'll see people like this, like Sven, for example, from TRS. I guarantee Sven was in a large family, I'm going to bet. Because Sven does that thing. Anyone begins talking while he's speaking, and he does the thing where he repeats a bunch of words. But then I was on my way down to the... He does that until everyone shuts up. And anyway, Steve Bannon doing the same thing, just making note.
In community colleges. That should be for American citizens, particularly for African Americans and Hispanics. You're never going to get up the economic chain unless we do this. So
that thing you said earlier about until we have 20% representation of African Americans, 20% of Latinos in just Silicon Valley jobs, we shouldn't be going
to. Right now, I have zero. Almost all by the way, I went to before I went to Georgetown and Harvard, I went as college to a land grant university.
All right, now he's like dropping names.
Which is basically the blue collar universities that President Lincoln started. They're supposed to be certificates. It's a good engineering school in Virginia. And today you go to the engineering school, particularly the graduate school, it's all Asian or South Asian students. And here's the reason is that their governments are paying the full freight for them to go. In-state students pay 2/3 less. So they always want to take foreign students. You can't do it. You're not going to get folks into high value added post-industrial jobs based around artificial intelligence or coding or anything like that.
Okay. So here again, he's like bringing the truth. Wait for him to fuck it all up. You're going to hear it. There's always the time bomb. Whenever a perception management agent is out there. So right now, Steve Bannon's playing the role of the Trump-tard right ringleader. He's over here saying, like, look at me, look at me. If you don't like the Laura Loomer message, if she's not your favorite lightning rod, I can be the lightning rod. And to prove I'm still system aligned, I'm going to talk about Hitler and stuff at the end.
Until we make the engineering schools and computer science schools available to them. Right now we don't. This is the reason. It's not about intelligence. It's about access to opportunity. This is why Silicon Valley has virtually no African Americans and no Hispanics. It's de minimis. That's because they have to compete against the whole world for those jobs. Why should an American citizen, his family's been here 5 or 6 generations, that can go to college, get a degree, and is smart enough, why should they have to compete against the world on the territory inside the United States? It's not fair. And this is one of the reasons you're seeing the seething anger is that people aren't getting good jobs. And
okay, so again, saying everything we want to hear. Okay, so now we had Lightning Rod 1 in Lolcow, fucking Laura Loomer. And now we have Lightning Rod. Look at me, Lightning Rod. Here. Olivia Chow, Lightning Rod.
The reason not getting good jobs. They have to compete against the whole world here in the United States. It's simply not fair.
And have you ever thought
it's going to stop?
Okay, now here's how you know this is wrangling for the retards. Fair. Since when the fuck has anyone's political analysis of what's right and wrong for America ever involved the word fair when talking about white people? This is new. And whereas you might see this as a hopeful inclination on Steve Bannon's behalf, I insist you not get too excited. You haven't heard the end of the clip yet. Okay? Don't get too excited. He's merely lightning rod number 2. And then I'm going to tell you what it means when your lightning rods 1, 2, and the Trump gaggle, what all this means. Why do we suddenly have this new political configuration of distraction wherein you don't get one lightning rod, you don't get 2 lightning rods, you get 3. You get Trump and the gaggle of retards around him, you get Laura Loomer, and you get Steve Bannon. Why 3? Well, I'll tell you why. It's the triumvirate. You'll hear that at the end, but first let's hear him fuck it all up.
Have you ever thought of teaming up with Ibram X. Kendi?
No, haven't.
Do you see why I'm making the kind of parallel there?
Why?
Well, I mean, this is sort of all about
I don't know who he is.
Oh, he wrote How to Be an Anti-Racist?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Do you see why I thought of him?
Yeah, but they come at it from like a racial point of view. This has nothing to do with race.
Okay. See, it's happening. It's happening right now. Here we go. Here's why he's giving this message. Okay. Because anything to get you away from the racial analysis. Okay. Laura Loomer's over there to make sure you don't make it an anti-Semitic analysis. Steve Bannon's here to make sure you don't make it a racial analysis. And Breonna Joy Gray and Black Q are just fucking laughing at GOP right-wing retards about how they completely miss it. Of course, everyone's missing it. It's not that Breonna Joy Gray doesn't get it. I mean, she doesn't get it, but it's not like she doesn't. If you tied her down and asked her about Jews, I think she'd tell you everything she knows, and it'd be everything we know. So why this configuration? Wait for it. He's been challenged with some Ibram X. Kendi suggestion, and he immediately goes, it's not about race. Well, you're fucking damn right it is if you're talking about street shooters coming in to take our jobs. It's absolutely about race. Where the fuck have you been?
Yeah.
Because you've mentioned
they come at it from like a racial point of view. This has nothing to do with race.
You've mentioned until we have equal or proportional representation.
This is why President Trump and this kind of revolution you're seeing going on now is going to get African Americans and Hispanics, because you realize we're getting beyond race, beyond eventually gender, and get down to economics and money or money and power. That's where this all go to. And quite frankly, if we keep this populist nationalist revolution going, we're going to have more than enough votes that we can make fundamental change here.
You know, so keep more of the money.
I'm going to make you a Republican. I'm not a Republican.
You don't identify as a Republican.
I'm not a conservative, not a Republican. I'm a populist nationalist.
Boom. He's a populist nationalist. Now, hold on. Wait for it. This is the reason he's the other lightning rod. It's because I believe there's reason to suggest we're actually in a post populist political era. Okay, you're never going to get your populism. I hate to depress anybody. I just wouldn't want anyone saluting what's flown up this flagpole in hopes you'd be getting your populism. So Steve Bannon, populist, giving this message. By the way, a populist would embrace a national and racial interpretation of politics. Okay, that's just reality.
Unmasking. And by the way, when we cut him off,
Republican.
You don't identify as a Republican.
I'm not a conservative. Not a Republican. I'm a populist nationalist.
Elon Musk. And by the way, when we cut him off, he went begging the CCP, and that's why they have the joint venture in Shanghai, the Tesla, which is.
Well, that's not true, actually. Elon Musk is an asset, and Elon Musk does foreign policy for the United States now. He didn't go hat in hand to fucking CCP and begging. First of all, you think that's allowed in this economic system, in this fucking Jewish world order? You think Elon Musk is about, what's he going to do, fucking ragtag his way over to the CCP and just insinuate himself into the government and start getting cash tranches from fucking China without issue? Please. Why do you think the Chinese make Anthony Blinken wait on the tarmac for 18 hours, but they see Elon Musk the second he calls? Okay? Because Elon Musk is doing the foreign policy. That's why. And he's not a fucking independent agent. Grow up.
The joint venture in Shanghai, the Tesla, which is 100% of his value, right? This guy lives on government contracts and taxpayer subsidies. Okay,
I'm not. Listen, I don't even understand this. Why would it matter, by the way, if Tesla were? I don't think Tesla is, but why would it matter if Tesla were 100% of his value? This is clearly a criticism meant to distract. Steve Bannon thinks he's talking to the Trump right, who just dislikes electric cars and shit like that because they're green or whatever. So he's doing this thing where, like, oh, Tesla's all his value. Why would that? First of all, I'm not sure that is the case. I'm not sure. But let's say it is. Why would that fucking matter? You act like Tesla's going anywhere. If Tesla is based on government contracts and he's got his flat fucking face in the trough of government contracts, what does it matter if it's responsible for all? Tesla's responsible for all his value. He's getting contracts. What the fuck does it matter? So listen to his messaging. He's speaking to the Trump right. He is a wrangler for the strays from the Trump right. He's the lightning rod for the people that Laura Loomer was not speaking directly to.
Okay, it's all night. We're going to get Joe Allen in here for a second. Elon Musk, once again, brother, I'm smart enough to tell you no to your face, and I'm evil enough to be able to expose you as a running dog for the greatest enemy this nation's ever had. You are a war profiteer. You're sleeping with the enemy, brother.
Wow. Okay, so now this is doing the fighting. This is like pro wrestling. He's doing the fighting words. He's calling them out. It's literally like pro wrestling. He's about to do the Rock. Can you smell what's cooking and all this? He's about to do all that. Elon Musk is a running dog, sleeping with the enemy, war profiteer. Huh. You just said all of his value is based in Tesla. Last I checked, Tesla does not manufacture weapons of war. So, as usual, the message makes no sense. However, he's not here to make sense. He's here to wrangle the retards that didn't resonate with Laura Loomer's lightning rod message.
Been doing it because all you're not an American nationalist. You're not even an American. All you are is a globalist, okay? A globalist. And you will go where anybody writes you a check and you wouldn't.
Did he just call him a Jew? No, of course he didn't, right? That's the point. You're a globalist. Globalist, he says it twice. Because he's speaking to the Trump-tard right. We know what globalist actually means, but globalist to them just means big bad internationalist. It doesn't mean Jew. It doesn't mean any of that. I'm not suggesting, I don't know if Elon's a Jew or not. It doesn't really matter. Elon is anti-white. I know that much. If you come out of South Africa and then you don't do shit for your people, yeah, you're fucking anti-white. I mean, that's just it. And Klaxon SS makes a good point. Tesla has never made a profit. Am I wrong? No, I don't think you're wrong. I think Tesla's never made a profit. But that's not the point. That's really not the point. Tesla is a mechanism by which Elon Musk receives tranches of government funds, and then he leverages that to do other political actions in the world. Okay, so it's not really, I don't know. It doesn't matter if fucking Tesla made a profit or not. We're just not in that world anymore. That's, if this were the world of Henry Ford, Tesla would have to make a profit, but we're not in that world anymore. This is a post-World War II economic order. This is a post-Reagan privatized everything economic order. And so Elon Musk is just like a fish in water when it comes to this governmental and economic system. But let's continue to hear this subversive lightning rod wrangling the Trump tards. If you didn't listen, if you didn't listen carefully to this, this could easily fool our guys. But you got to listen for the poison pills in there. Listen for the poison pills. That's right. It's on the list of no-no words at the American Jewish Council. Yes. Someone report Steve Bannon.
A globalist, okay? A globalist. And you will go where anybody writes you a check, and you would take it from Adolf Hitler himself, because
there you go. There it is. He had to, if there weren't enough poison pills, he had to do it. He had to do it. He cinches up his faux populism with an appeal to the audience that Elon Musk is nasty westy because he'd take a check from Adolf Hitler. First of all, when he was here talking about all this bullshit about taking checks, I could have sworn he was talking about Donald Trump.
American. All you are is a globalist, okay? A globalist. And you will go where anybody writes you a check, and you would take it from Adolf Hitler himself, because you're taking it from people that are as bad as Adolf Hitler.
There you go. He's literally talking about Donald Trump while he talks about Elon Musk. Okay, so why this triumvirate of fucking lightning rods? Why this new approach to managing the populace and providing everyone with the ping pong for retards that staves off any real requests for tangible improvements in your life? Why this triumvirate? Well, I'll tell you why. Because you're in a post-populist era. They have found a mechanism to give you left, right, and center on the right. Left, right, center, on the right. Donald Trump is the center. And the two extremes are played by Laura Loomer, lightning rod number two, and Steve Bannon, lightning rod number three. Colonizer Grindset points out, yep, he did that. You're literally Hitler meme. Yeah. Yeah. So what have we learned tonight so far? Nobody, and I mean nobody, has it fucking figured out. Nobody has it figured out. Nobody can find it with both hands and a flashlight on prom night, unless you're racist and an anti-Semite. Then you've got it all figured out. Okay, not to pat ourselves too hard on the back, but when it comes to understanding the political zeitgeist in the world, when it comes to being interpreters of cultural change, yeah, we got it fucking figured out. We got it figured out. Because it's the Jews, and they're anti-white. And why this complex system of retard wrangling on the right? Well, Donald Trump's about to take office. So finally, people on the right would say it's about time the right are a known quantity to be dealt with, and they're going to be dealt with it just like this. You're not getting real improvement in your life. You're not getting fucking populism. You're going to get faux populism as Steve Bannon fights it out with Elon Musk, who's going to mud wrestle Laura fucking Loomer. Dear God in heaven. This is the absolute state of your country on Jews. But Jewish bean counters have figured it out. All of this is more profitable than giving you actual improvement in your life. And that's why this is happening. Frankly, I think if it costs a little more even, they'd still do it because they're just anti-white. Yes, Loomer has the Yenta curse. And P.S. This is no fucking joking aside. The people I knew doing some of the IRL shit have brushed elbows with Laura Loomer. Dude, no fucking joke. Stay the fuck away from this woman. Okay? If you're a white man, this woman lusts after white dudes. It's one of these Jew broads. So just stay away from Laura Loomer. And the word is, P.S., she racks them up, which is fucking embarrassing. Can you imagine the cell phone photos Laura Loomer has? Could you imagine? I don't want to imagine. But just what white man would have anything to do with the white movement after he knows? He wakes up the next day and Laura Loomer's like, I had such fun. Let me show you what fun we had. And now you'll never show your face anywhere ever again. Because you know Laura Loomer can flash the photo of you in bed the next morning. So this woman, she's been doing this forever. It's always been her role. Now she's just at a slightly elevated level. That's all. He'd even take a check from Hitler.
You would take it from Adolf Hitler himself because you're taking it from people that are as bad as Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, we get it. Colonizer Grind said, want to play another game? Yes, she is. She's like that little, what's that little creature's name again? It's like a puzzle piece or something. Jigsaw, that's it. Fucking Laura Loomer. She looks like that little creepy puppet on a tricycle. She really is a creepy freak. That beak on her is too much. But it's not just the beak, though, dude. She could get rhinoplasty. It's just her. There's no fixing it. But unfortunately, some of our guys, some of our best and brightest have partaken in, you know, Jew vices at the bar. And next thing you know, that's all I'm saying. No names. You need not know. Wow. Dude, there's an expression, by the way, that goes like this. I wouldn't F her with my enemy's dick. And literally, that's the only person I know of that's actually true for would be Laura Loomer. Like, really, I don't wish it on anybody. Oof. Good God help us. Over at FTJ, let's check it out. Whoa. Okay, that's why he said Heil. Okay. Bushmaster 6A put the lovely Lucille Ball in here. Ah. Yeah, I know she did comedy and dumb stuff, but this was a legitimately beautiful woman. And I've never seen a color image of her. That's wild. I've seen that black and white YouTube clip of her like shoving candy in her face, which is very funny. She's much prettier without candy in her face. Night Nation Review. I like Cringe Panda. She's funny. Her video emulating Stack. I think you meant emulating Stack is really well done. Oh, is it? I have to look at some of her video. I just think she's adorkable. NNR gave $4.76. Thanks, buddy. Thank you, buddy. NNR says, chasing white men away from WN one man at a time. She's probably is fucking Mossad, brother. You got that right. Yep. I think you're correct about that. That would be the correct analysis. By the way, if you want to hook up your boy Lerman, that's how it's done. You can do that over at FTJ. That's a good way to do it. Best way. Really.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Yep. And over to Odyssey, we got Boiling Frog gave 1488 and said, I must be close to the dollar requirement for a ding now. Go over that spreadsheet. I want my ding. I mean, my loyalty alone should be reason enough. You have high standards, so I'll break the ice from my man Lerman. Almost show number 200. Oh, that's true. Yeah, we're close, aren't we? Don't forget, my money is Canadian, so it's like $33.69. Okay. Ball breaker. Yeah. Well, I'm not doing those sound drops anymore, but I may make an exception for some people. The sound drops. Yep. Oh, that's funny. Dan Simmons. Looker has BB on speed dial. Yeah, I bet you. Yeah. Lucy Ball was a very funny lady, but. Yes, very pretty as well. At what age do Jews get their beaks reshaped? Well, okay, not to be confused with the Skeksis. They get their beaks reshaped at 100 years old. But Jews do it for their 16th birthdays. Okay, a lot of Jewish girls get the rhinoplasty. Because when they're young like that, they're just growing into their noses, and I believe they find that a good time to change the beak. So you really do have to look out. You can't just do the beak check anymore. Cannot just do the beak check. Yep. That's the one tip my dad gave me. He said, go when you're dating a girl, go to her house and take a close look at the photos. And he gave me two reasons for that. He's one, he said, look for bar or bat mitzvah photos. Two, try to find photos of the mom. Because if you end up falling in love with this girl, you're basically marrying the mom. So if you've seen the mom has always been an ugly broad, unfortunately, you're about to marry an ugly broad. So there you go. Forest witches. Forest witches use spells, and they probably get their noses done at 80. It's just a guess. Just a guess. What's that, kid?
Fuck you. All pay right. me. Fuck you. Pay me.
We heard you.
Fuck you. Pay right, me.
Now I won't
fuck
stop.
You. Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck
you. It's stuck.
Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me.
All right. Now I got to close the whole player. That was weird. Well, that fucking kid really wants you to pay me. I don't know what to tell you. Per H and an R, fight me. There you go. Ah, Vastra, Sweden. All right. Well, I hope Per H is from Sweden. We love our sweetest boys and girls. That's at the end of Dirty Grandpa, right? Oh, the fuck you pay me? No.
Fuck you pay me.
Nope. I can't remember the name of the film now, but I was walking through the room as my wife was watching some movie. And as I exited the room, I heard this kid say, fuck you, pay me. And I was like, wait a second. I go back and what movie is this? And that's when I heard what it was and went and grabbed the drop, but I've forgotten it since. I'm trying to think of who the hell was in it. Oh, boy. It was like a buddy robbery film. They were stealing gems or something and doing scams. Oh, I'll think of it. Yeah. Yeah, you remember, right? It's at the end, yeah. It's much newer than Dirty Grandpa. This fuck you pay me clip is in some film that's been out in the past year and a half or so. So, yeah, buddy. All right, I dare not play it again because it got stuck last time.
Controlled opposition shields.
There you go. That's for Steve Bannon and Laura Loomer. Laura Joomer. She's looming. She's looming. Yeah. Yeah, right. I guess we should check out some Cringe Panda. I really did just put the image up because she's adorable. Holy God, help us. Look at Bliffin of an expert put this up. Wow, this is painful to look at. No, is this real? Come on, dude. Wow. This cannot be a true pre, but this looks slightly exaggerated. I guess it's possible. Boy, that's magic. if someone actually did that with plastic surgery, that's pretty incredible. Sheesh, you got to be careful. You think you're getting this, and then you have children with her, and they have giant bird beaks and exaggerated chins. Oof. Look at this crease under the, see this crease under the lip because the schnoz was putting such downward pressure on the upper lip. Man, that's fucking nuts. Yeah, dude, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. Yeah, the folklore about the witches stealing the children is very, very interesting. Yes. Oh, I know they're in some big fight with FTJ now, but yes, Susie Chan did some very chill work on that. I'd like to know what's in that that inhaler that you've got there. So you're awfully chilled out, Susie Chan. All right. Now, why is this? What's going on here? What are you picking on NNR for? We can't have this. Where is Serbian Bull? He's supposed to be in here. He's supposed to be in here doing this. The Loomer name is a reference to those who made textiles. I doubt it. Yeah, I don't really see Laura Loomer literally working on a loom either. Oh, brothers. Okay, yeah, it might be brothers. Yes, yes, yes. I think you got it right. Yep. Gem heist. It was a good comedy. Yeah, I could use her nose as a field plow also. As an anvil, too. I'd like to use her nose as an anvil. Hey, while you're hammering that nose, there's nothing on it. Yeah, I'm just hammering her nose in. Yeah. Boy, this is good. I'm going to share this. Look at this. She's cute, Harry. She's cute after they took half her face off. That's great. Hey, you Jews are pretty cute when someone takes half your face off. That's pretty fucking great. She was quite attractive once they took half her face off. Yeah, she probably could find truffles. This is crazy. Yeah, I don't want to hear it from you trogs. Exactly. Troglodyte Express straight to Auschwitz. As that's what has to happen. Yep. AIDS literally trying to location dox people and host a chat filled with Trog Tifa doxing people. There's also reason to believe that AIDS was in Antifa. So, like, no joke. So, you know, forget watching your wallets. Yeah. Hey, does anyone out there know, maybe NNR, you're listening, how is it that, and I'm curious about this, how is it that if I try to get a Cash App, people who donate money to me are going to know who I am? But AIS has a Cash App, and I saw in chat that people don't get to say, they don't get to see who he is when they give Cash App. How does that work? Has this dude have a version of Cash App? Did he like open an LLC or a DBA or something? I don't know how that's working. But it's awfully, it's awful, it's sussy, super sus. As is everything around this nigger, you know. And he's still working with the brown fucking bean, the bean guy. The Bean Express over there. Bean Tuber. Or as NNR calls him, with zero affection, Brown Tumor. No, you heard me right. It's not Tuber, it's Brown Tumor. There you go. Here you go. Look at this. Per H doing the thing. I want to have a man-to-man talk with you. I don't know. Dude, come on. First of all, this is the internet. And, yeah, no one's meeting you to fucking have it out like this is 1950 and you called a man's wife out. Yeah. Boiling Frog. That joke also works with fat women. Yes, she would look good if she was only as wide as one of her ass cheeks. Oh, I see. But I like the half a face thing. It's pretty good. Fuck yes. Straight out of Swamped In. Well, Flood Tribe is one thing, which I certainly agree with. But, yeah, we're definitely team motherfucking NNR. I will remind everybody just as a matter of fact here, that if we had all listened to NNR and Flood when all this first started, we'd be way, way, way ahead of the game right now. So that's just a fact of the matter. So when people like to talk about the inconsequence of piss streamers and all that, no. There was an important lesson to learn. Unfortunately, it took us a while to learn it. So the fact they're still in here, like starting shit with NNR and all that, is evidence of how enduring this fucking problem is. It's an enduring problem. So, yes, I don't enjoy having to talk about it all the time either, but it's got to be done. Oh, in fact, he's posting. Yeah, look at this. I'll share this again. Share. He's posting Relic Arcane. He's posting Majestic Casual. Yeah. Well, we're not going to get people to stop doxing unless someone stops doxing, right? Besides, we're not the ones who completely doxed. I don't even know who made that tuber dox video, which I must say was masterful work, but I can take no credit for that. No one I know has anything to do with it. It might be the might have been the Tay Sound guys or something. They had all the fucking info on tuber. So the hate for NNR I think is misplaced. He was more like the guy they were throwing darts at than the guy who orchestrated some masterful fucking doxing. I'm pretty sure NNR's message out of the gate was, yeah, this fucking doxing shit is bullshit. However, if someone's not going to shut the fuck up and threaten to dox everyone else, like, you know, you might get some. That's all. You might fucking get some. Yeah, Relic Arcane is always sucking bean dick. Yeah. Don't dox your friends. Right. Well, we don't dox friends, exactly. Yes, I know. No, and I do think that NNR isn't doing the doxing, but there's good reason to suggest, you know what, he fucking should, but he's probably not that kind of guy. I don't think he's that kind of guy. He's also too busy, by the way. You know, you do a kind of show like he does, you spend all day fucking prepping your shit, and you got fucking work to do. Yep. It must be nice to live the life of a AI DS and the tumor, because you just get to, like, you just go put on shit videos and snipe and do other shit like that. That must be pretty awesome. Yeah. So sure, I'm admitting it right out here. I'm a little jealous. I'm a little jealous. Mm-hmm. The beanbag loyalty is stupid. Lex V says it. Yep. All the doxing and slander is coming from the two crypto Jews, AIS and Tuber. I believe that too. Yep. Oh, I know. Boiling Frog. Yeah, Boiling Frog points out the same thing I said, which is, they're obsessed. They're obsessed with NNR. They're obsessed with Nick's hair too, which is super weird. I can honestly say, unless some dude in our circles had like some kind of weird hair, we would never bring it up. And the fact these two supposedly heterosexual men have commented on Nick's hair like three times I've recorded, I don't watch him much. So it's just like what I caught. They're obsessed with it. Obsessed. Which is weird. Now, who hasn't known a P.S.? Nick looks like a guy who could be your neighbor who's a cop. Nick looks like the guy who could be your neighbor who drives a truck. Nick could be the forklift guy. Nick could be the guy down the road doing financial advice. Nick could be, he's just a normal guy. And they make this thing up about him. I don't understand what you're seeing. I've known a million guys like Nick. They're just regular dudes. He's just a fucking dude. So I don't know what you expect him to do with his hair. Look, Tuber and AS are making me gay now. I'm here talking about men's hair. It's working. It's working. They're turning everyone gay. No one cares about his hair. Oh, wait a second. How are you doxxed before the internet game? How is it? No, wait a second. How is it possible to be doxxed before the internet? I thought the Dude, I'm super confused. I thought the point of a dox is that they spread it far and wide online. Or are you suggesting like the 2001s were some Morris D's shit? Are you talking about you were like Southern Poverty Law Center doxed? Is that what you're suggesting? Huh. I don't know. I'm super confused. Listen, Per H. Yeah, I don't know what you're expecting to... Are you really expecting to go have a fist fight with Nick? That's pretty strange, right? I think we can concede that's pretty weird. Yeah. Let's just keep this trog AIS BS out of the chat. Agreed, Serbian Bull. Just fucking do it. Just fucking do it. He says, yeah, no shit. I was doxxed, actually doxxed, not just pulling up articles or DUIs, but actually doxxed by Antifa in 2022. Oh, wait a second. That's Nick. But Per H says he was doxxed. Okay, I'm curious. When the fuck? How do you get doxxed in the year 2000 before? Well, I was just barely the internet as we know it was around then. Very strange. Very strange. All right. Well, yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to follow Serbian Bull's lead on this. And yeah, small internet sites. My home was spray painted plus car with swazis. Well, dude, that fucking sucks. And I don't encourage that. I'm assuming then you're not encouraging doxing Nick or anything like that either. But that's strange then to suggest you want to have a fist fight with him, because it would imply then that Nick would drive his car there and then you'd run his license plate and dox him. So I don't know. It just seems very, very strange. No one is boxing anybody. Which, by the way, I might support if it were for a good cause. I remember Kyle from Kyle and Sinead fame were often challenging people to boxing matches. Sinead included, by the way. Sinead wanted to fight, what was it, Dorsey or Horsey, whatever his name was. She probably beat him, too. Sinead probably beat a lot of guys, actually. She'd certainly beat AIS, and I know she'd beat Tuber. But, yeah, maybe that. Maybe that. So, Per H, go ahead, hit up Kyle. He'll do the boxing match for charity. Or MMA, whatever he does. Lex V. Yeah, this big split in the WN chats in Odyssey has really been the chaff that separated from the wheat. There is a group of people who claim to be WN, but they seem like they are more niggerish than anything else. On the other side, many good people holding strong. Yeah, I just want to advance the interests of white people. So I'm all for tuber politics if someone can convince me that knowing what gay shit AIS is up to is going to advance the interests of white people. Right? I don't know how is that done? I don't know. As soon as that can be established, I'm all in. But until then, I'm with Serbian Bull. Just tell him to fuck off. Fuck off out of here. Fuck off out of here. NNR already been done 3 years ago. They are way behind. Yeah, I know. Nick's been fucked with forever, so. There you go. Yep. I wish they were just entertainment, but yep, they're a lot more than that. Yep. He's legitimately retarded sounding, but people love it, so don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. But it still fascinates me, the people who are like, where are you going to meet me and fucking have it out? No one's having it out. That's part of the problem. If we were to have it out, I think, by the way, that would solve a lot of shit. It would at least make everyone feel better. You know what I mean? Yeah. Look, even if you lose, the point is a fight does get something done, but no one's going to be doing this, just so you know. Yeah. Ah, look at this. Nick, are you over there in F to the T to the J? Of an expert has a little... Oh, shit, I can't read it, dude. I can't read that. I wanted to, but man. Niggas, my eyes are bad. I keep, it's too much reading. I'm like burning my fucking eyes out. I should probably read with a brighter light, but I can't stand. I need to read with a warm light, and warm light is, it's less luminous. So I probably need to get like a 100-watt warm light bulb. But nah, I can't read this, dude. Don't know what that is. Something about AIPAC purchasing Congress members. But oh well. Me, Billy B. Parade saying, I fight anyone that likes doxing. Listen, you should be fighting Jews and Browns who hate white people. So I don't know why you're fighting, why you're trying to fight NNR. It makes no sense. The dude wakes up every day and he puts together content that advances white interests. And this is the guy you want to fist fight. I don't know. We may never win. Yeah. NNR, the Converso Odd Couple, did a great job driving away 20 to 30% of the online WN community. That's true, by the way. That's true. Yep. That was, let's just say my independent analysis tends to agree. Yep. That's what happened. And it makes a lot of sense, too, if you think about it. It was a demoralization op from the beginning. And even if those two weren't in on it with something like the fucking JDL or ADL or a Unit 8200 in Mossad, let's face it, if someone in Israel can nudge big donos and rally a crowd, well, next thing you know, they can drive people to content, make it appear to be more popular than it is. And then it becomes more popular. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then all the people who act like they're in high school, like, let's go see the popular thing, then they're over there, and they eventually become disgusted. They become disgusted because there's nothing there. There's no meat on the bone. It's all fucking bread and mayonnaise. There's nothing in that sandwich except shit. And then it drives them away. They become disgusted, like, fuck this. What am I going to do here? And there's nothing to do here. And the reason there was nothing to do with Tuber and AIS is because they're not about advancing white interests, because one of them ain't white, and the other one, who knows? Who knows? I'm sure that is a German name. Hey, I'm sure Derek's not lying. I'm sure that is a German name. But, you know, dude, you're not acting white, okay? And you're also still teamed up with a fucking beaner. So, like, you tell me. You tell me. Just admit, AIS, you're trying to resurrect an old business model because life was good. If you did that, I'd have more respect for you. I'd be like, all right, well, at least, you know, maybe stay on your side of the fence and everything will be okay. But it's never going to be that, because their business, their part of their business model is, in fact, riling up the trogs, causing a fucking stink. It's what they do. It's what they do. All right, that's the Ian Carroll post. Okay. Well, I don't know who Ian Carroll is, but I'll check it out. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, Per H is stuck on this. Telling Night Nation Review, I've seen you doxing AIS. No. No, pretty sure that wasn't. No, that wasn't. You need to talk to whoever put that. Per H, you need to figure out who put that documentary together. Because I think that's who's responsible. I'd like to thank them, but you sounds like you want to have a fist fight with them. So there's that. Anyway, I'll get back to content. We'll let Serbian Bull handle the chats. Lotta Sense was booted earlier. Hopefully she doesn't make a new account and come in and mess with things here. She's probably back over at Tuber and AIS talking shit about yours truly, which is a good thing. That's a good thing. Bushmaster 6A, nothing wrong with the duel. Dude, you're right. I think dueling was the fucking way to go. That was the way to go right there. Aaron Burr was the good guy. You got that right too, by the way. See, Serbian Bull has already got the deets. That doc was probably FC and Fink. Okay, well, like I said, I'd like to thank them, but it sounds like someone wants to fight him. Oh, my God, Colonizer Grind said, I'm so sorry. He says, you banned my future wife. Lotta Sense. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You're very upset. Maybe you want to have a fist fight. You could fight Per H and get it over with. Where do you want to meet him and fucking have it out, as they used to say? Yeah. There you go. Where do you want to meet me and have it out? Oh, boy. That's crazy. Oh, of an expert. Everyone loves elotes. Elotes. There they are. When I learned what those were, it's crazy to me that there's a thing. Elotes. It's crazy to me that this is a thing. It's like mayonnaise-covered corn. And as it gets cooked in there, it sort of dries out, and they toss some grated cheese on there. Dude. I mean, it just sounds fucking disgusting. Just give me a PB&J and skip this fucking elote shit. You want an elote? No, I don't. I really don't. I kind of don't know what it is still, and I definitely don't. I don't want one. Thank you, though. Thanks. Would I rather eat this than an elotes? No, let's not get crazy. Okay. Would you rather eat Laura Loomer's sister or an elotes? Well, that's an easy one. Okay, I'm chowing down on the elotes. That's how that's going to go. All right, the kid's got something to say. I feel like I shouldn't play it, but, you know, at the same time.
Controlled opposition shoots.
There you go. Instead of fuck you, pay me, I'll play that for you.
Fuck you, pay me.
All right, we got it.
sorry, my voice is very raspy.
Yes, me too. Okay, now you got me curious, though. Let's go find me, Billy Mew. Let's go find Cringe Banda before my next content set. I've been ignoring the chat over there as well. Let's get to that in a second. Hang in there. Hang in there. All right, what's this all about? Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this was sent. Who was this? Swampy sent me this? Look at this. Niggas are crazy, brother. I mean, this is just nuts. This is nuts. Look, she's looking around for attention, confirmation, right? By the way, when she comes in close, look at the dried snot on the nostrils. Look at that. Look at this. Oh, my God, it's gross, dude. Whew. First of all, you could pick those mugs with your thumb. Look at that. Hold on, there's no audio. Thanks for the heads up, Swampy. Fucking StreamYard sucks a dick. Okay, we're gonna fucking make it go away. Oh, let's add this to stage. There you go. Meow, billy bew. I'm from Montage.
Oh yeah, I'm just taking the restart.
I saw a beautiful sight this week. A nigger shot another nigger right in the melon.
Country totally sucks.
Some people want us to raise taxes to pay for socialist medicine. Maybe these people are bad news because they're lesbians. Raised in a family lesbian cult led by this one, committed to pretty lesbianism, door to door by the Girl Squads of America. Stop the gay ports. Tell your representatives you are against the catastrophic care bill.
Tell us about the tragedy of your genius.
Everyone else, you're on your own as usual.
Is neurologically making you a whore?
Yeah. It's slutty.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to set her off.
I'm wet. I'm soaked.
Yes, an extra hole to have fun with.
I should ring it out. That's fine. Oh my god.
Great. We're officially.
I'm actually reading.
You're trying to turn me on. Shut the fuck up. There was this big, beautiful, scary ass man. Yes. 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 You're gonna have the worst sex of your life.
Goddamn fucking Jews. One thing's for sure, we're going to kick the hell out of Zog. One thing's for sure, we're going to kick the hell out of Zog.
Zog.
Zionist occupation government. It means the goddamn fucking Jews are running our country with their nigger police.
The court found the plan with unerring precision, slight nigger. Nigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, punishing you? I don't know. That's not correct.
We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
Damn, she's on too much crack. LOL.
Oh, you want a ratchet beer?
But she's gone. I don't know. Right. Woo!
Booming out now. Every person that had racism in them is booming out now. I mean, booming out.
Talking about us being niggas, stupid, ignorant, they gon' get you nothing but a good swift kick in your motherfucking ass. Motherfucking ass. You hear me, nigga? You hear me, nigga?
Davis Lerman. We actually forgot to mention Davis Lerman, so I'll do that now. Because I really believe that's my goal, to get this message to as many people as possible. Because I really believe it's the most important message on earth. I believe in this passionately. You cannot fake this passion. Why? Why? I don't care why or what. I don't care.
The face of white supremacy. The face of white supremacy. The face of white supremacy.
Later.
Sometimes the bomb might explode without any warning.
A convicted racist.
If you have a heart attack, you should take the situation seriously and not It can be hard that you should take the situation seriously and not.
Dead! Don't ask me to do nothing!
Just don't look into the Holocaust, okay? Just don't look into the Holocaust. It totally happened.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy.
I... Damn, you must have been born on the side of the road, because that's where the litter happens to go.
Do you think humanity will survive?
Banana?
What are you shedding on drums?
I'm trying to play funk beats.
Hi.
Trying to play funk beats.
What is the sound that creamed corn makes?
Go funk yourself. Go funk yourself.
Daddy needs a spanky. Do you want to spank me? How are you going to punish me, Daddy?
Oh my God, he's so hot.
I've been so naughty.
Niggas, put your hands on your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you for real. Ain't
think he's bad, and ain't got no class. I'm gonna rock this shit on up his motherfucking ass. Ain't think he's bad, and ain't got no class. I'm gonna rock this shotgun with this motherfucking ass.
Dirty, filthy Jew. Let's say I am a Jew. I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew. 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 Let's say I am a Jew. Technically, I'm a Jew.
Stop it! Stop it!
me about that stuff. You better forgive me. I'm sick. Don't. Now. You better fucking fix this joke!
So yeah, it was like Molly, and I'd go really, really hard on that. The first time I did it, I snorted it because that's just what my friends were doing. So I was just like, okay, that's what you're supposed to do. So yeah, I didn't ask questions about it or anything. I just like thought they knew what they were doing and I thought it was correct.
Don't
There you go. All right, everybody. Let's go over to those. I think Dennis is trying to confess something. There you go. NNR starting in a minute, you say. Interesting. Interesting. The weirdest AI montage. Yeah, this was supposed to be put down the phone, Lerman. You're live, dude. I was playing you audio clips. Yes. Are you reapplying hemorrhoid cream again? Yes. I was doing a little trolling, I must admit. And here we go. The very non-Jewish ScarJo. Here she goes. All right. Correction for the Semite ScarJo. Here she is. Just kicking her ass all the way into your heart, America. There you go. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Right. All this is 100% real. Totally not a stunt double. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go over to FTJ real quick, and then we'll do all the content. See, I scared everyone away. There you go. Scared everyone away. Audio montage. Note to my memo to myself. Hold on, Lerman. Memo to myself. Audio montages are not appreciated. Okay, good. I've got that written now. Yep. And still.
I am great. I am so great. Thank you so much for having me here.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah?
Yeah. What?
Yes, yes.
I know. What? Hold on.
Yeah?
Okay. Whatever you say. Right. Hmm.
Fuck you and your rabbi. I'm a grown-ass nigga.
Here you go.
You got Jews telling you how bad whites are. But whites don't have as much power as Jews.
Professor Sotomayor. So let me see what this here tell me. There you go. There you go. No, I've never liked Davis. I was just, I've never liked Davis. I'm reading your thing here. I never liked ScarJo. It's all mythology. Someone, I believe it was either it's AIS or Tuber. It's probably AIS. Tuber's not talented enough to do this. I believe AIS has created some AI of me saying that I'm lusting after ScarJo, whatever. So now it's all part of the shtick. Please, please, please. This woman's not even remotely attractive. I don't even get it. Okay. It's not my thing. And for, I don't know which it is. Is it, what is the kind of lying when you can sue for it, but it's done not in print, but in spoken word? What kind of, what is that again? Anyway, I want to do that against them because this is totally, it's a total casting of aspersions against yours truly. I mean, like the words would ever pass my lips. Oh, yeah. I have flirted with the notion of how great it would be to die by suffocating between her rump pillows. Total AI. Okay. So cut the shit. Stop believing that. Yeah. Davis. I never liked Davis. That's the truth. That's the truth. Davis never has liked Davis. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm fairly disgusted with myself. I'm looking at 1488 in chat. And $5 on FTJ. And I'm thinking, what have I done with my life? I don't know. Well, this dog over here still loves me. So there's that. Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I'm really of a mind to punish myself with all this. Here we go.
Y'all think about how stupid this sounds?
What we do? Yeah, we do.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir, boss. I'm sorry, boss.
Yeah.
AIPAC is evil.
Nice.
AIPAC is evil. AIPAC is evil. Evil.
Okay. Nice. But tell us how you feel about Sandy.
Look at that big ass. Look at that big juicy booty.
AOC is nuts. You're not that great, honey. No one is chasing you around saying, look at that great ass, the big juicy booty. Nobody, and I mean nobody. Right. What's that? Okay.
More serious.
Right. We're in it deep now, everybody. We're in it deep now.
Burn it down.
You said it, bitch. You live in the real life now.
I love it.
Yep. Me too. Okay.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Right. I can imagine being in a wheelchair like that famous physicist who just like looks at shit and then it makes words come out of his little computer. You know that guy I'm talking about? Yeah. I feel like I could do that. The thing is, I might say the wrong things. Like this.
Can we do doggy style, please?
Because my vagina's going to like it much better.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yes.
Hey, guys. Do you like me now? 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 Do you like me now, huh? Do you like me now? Do you like me now? Do you like me now with all this makeup on, huh? Do you like me now? Do you like me now? Do you like me now? Am I beautiful enough for you?
Right on.
Did you look at my butthole?
Wait a second. Why is that even in the folder? Very concerning. Very concerning. Right.
Fascism with a capital F.
Yeah. There you go. Wow. We're in it deep now. There's no going back.
Here we are now.
Here's the gas chamber.
You said it. Ah, yeah.
Hey, Daddy.
Oh, okay.
Hitler is back.
You know it. You know it.
Huh. I love it.
Right. Okay. Shall we? Let's escape this this black hole. I pictured Dennis as Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs. That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. It puts the sample in the MP3 player. God damn. Maybe the beer. Oh, Silo, season 2. I've heard good things about Silo. What do you think? What do you think? Whoa, Black Cube Cross coming in, asking, what's up, Derek? That's weird. It's getting weird in here, folks. It's getting weird in here. Okay, I've been dying to share this with you. Let's go ahead. All right. We got Judge Napolitano is having a meeting of the mind with one Douglas McGregor. Now, of course, Douglas McGregor used to serve the role of Trump lightning rod, now replaced by Laura Loomer. Let's hear what they have to say, introing a particularly poignant clip here. Why won't their fucking chat go away? That's weird. There we go. Oh, there you have it. Oh, look. Wow. I suppose you didn't hear that. So here we go. Stream sniping, stream sniping, stream sniping alert, stream sniping alert. All right. I'm kidding around. We're not going back to that. We will give some advice, though. Stream sniping alert. Do you see what he did last time he did stream sniping? He would like zoom his screen in so as to not show anybody what was being presented on the screen when they were stream sniping. Doesn't that seem like a dishonest way to stream snipe? If you were going to stream snipe, you should go all the way. You should just show it raw. Because after all, you're stream sniping, right? So, yeah, you should be able to just rock it. Be rocking it live. Well, I'm assuming Serbian Bull said so, so I'm assuming it's right. Is AIS Serbian Bull? A few seconds ago said that the Serbian Bull is AIS stream sniping NNR or this show. Let's see. We've got some goodies for him. I'm going to prepare as if it's, these cats sneeze sniping, stream sniping here. They might be over at NNR though, but we'll find out. We'll find out. Listen, it's not the end of the world either way. We have a few goodies for them if we're lucky enough to have them stream sniping here. Yeah. The mumbling day drinkers. Show the Negress chimp out. Oh, yes, of course. What am I, crazy? Let's go ahead and do that. Show the Nog goes wild. Now that I can reshare. Here we go. We're about to do it in 3, 2, 1. Hood crazy, bitch. Hood crazy. Take the train, they said. Listen to this wild-eyed negress. Just watch for the dried snot.
That's how you bitch a boy up. You come through real tough. I suck your nuts, nigga. I suck your nuts!
She say I suck your neck? Look at the dried snot there. Wow. These baboons are a fucking handful. Look at those crazy, vapid eyes. I tell you what. And these eyes being spread far apart, they ain't got nothing on those Jews who make fun of the quote-unquote hillbillies, those eyes are spread far the fuck apart. This is very silverback-like, isn't it? I'm getting a real silverback vibe. Oh, she did say that. She said, I suck your nuts, nigger. Well, all right. Be careful. Some of you out there may take her up on it.
I suck your nuts!
Is she really saying suck your nuts?
And you know it. I'm the truth.
Jesus.
I suck your nuts! You scared, ain't you? You scared to get your nuts sucked, ain't you? You scared to get your nuts sucked.
Yeah. Doors open on the left. I'm terrified. I'm gonna be honest. I'm terrified to get my nuts sucked by this one.
No. $5 a show to get me suck some nuts. I'm getting ready for Benjamin and Oliver. Benoit sprung on regular baby wipe pussy. I got baby wipe pussy because these are baby's hands.
Jesus. Wow. I don't know, dude. No. Kick Chef, Serb, no. I didn't want to say it. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, Serb, no. Yes. Okay. Well, the real question is, John McCain's tumor wants to know, does she do cake farts? Now, that's a very inappropriate question. I don't think that's probably not what we should be doing here. Is it really? Probably not what we should be doing. I'm just going to say it. Hood crazy. Daily crazy hood clips. So everyone get on the tip, yo. Get on the tip. Here you go. Let's go ahead and share this in 3, 2... Oh, no, someone's disrespecting somebody. It's about to get wild now. Here you go.
You must
get hit again,
don't you? And you still picking at my shit?
Yeah, that nigga smoked.
You're disrespecting. What a full-on nog fight is about to
happen. Come on.
Stop
disrespecting me.
Stop
disrespecting
me. I don't care. Stop picking at my dress like that.
You don't care about disrespecting me. I said me. When you got a beard right there, you're trying to be fucking funny, my nigga.
This could be part of a mating ritual. We're not so sure.
Yo, come on.
Okay.
I'm trying to stop it.
What?
I'm trying to stop it.
No, you didn't. Yes,
he did.
Yeah, he did. Oh, I see. Huh. All right, listen, it's a very complex mating ritual they have here. I think the two guys are about to get together. Uh-oh, Sheriff Woody's about to get fucked up.
I think he's a lying scumbag piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if AIS and Tuber are aware, but Mike Enoch had a message for AIS.
He's just a total venal son of a bitch. You know, he's a total fucking scumbag. I mean, I think that he is. I think he's a lying scumbag and a piece of shit.
So finally, we got the TRS guys commenting on the piss streamers. So that's good. That's one step above fucking Starfield team. Is it not? Oh, I think you know it is. Yes. Here we go. Let's play the great brain trust here. This is interesting. We have the America's leading scholar discussing McDonald's breakfasts, and he can't seem to say the word breakfast correctly. That's always interesting.
Do you like McDonald's breakfast? I kind of like those sausage biscuits. I think the best breakfast is Wendy's. They have the best koi slot breakfast.
I've never tried
by far.
Wendy's.
Oh, my God. It's like having sex. It's like it's really fucking... I'm not going to lie. Like, it's like some Kabbalah shit.
Like ever
it's
like since
really fucking good.
It's some Kabbalah shit.
It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. How the fuck is this shit so good? Like, they have these french fries that are like, oh, my God. Some I don't Kabbalah. Even know what to say. It is.
Yeah, it's a good question to ponder. How the fuck are these shit so good? How the fuck are these shit so good? Like, that's, yeah, that's every morning when I eat breakfast, it's like, well, that's what's going through my mind. How the fuck are these shit so good? Damn.
It's some, like, trick, you know?
Mm. Is Spy still here?
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't read the message yet.
Yeah.
No, I fucking,
man, Wendy's breakfast is good.
Man. Ever since I was young, I've never eaten breakfast. Like,
it is a sin. It is a sin. Sign me up, fam. I know. That's why I don't buy it, because I know it's a sin.
I've never eaten breakfast, like, even since I was young. Never liked it.
I love breakfast.
My mom would force me to eat, like, a banana or, like, a Pop-Tart. Like,
all right. We're confessional time. Mom, in air quotes, would make him eat a banana, in air quotes. Okay. Listen. Just tell us the name of your uncle, and we're going to report him for you.
I like eggs, man. That's my weakness. I love eggs. I can eat so many eggs.
You know what's my
eggs.
Weakness?
They like eggs,
like,
yo.
It doesn't matter what time of day, is hash browns. I
shit,
absolutely love
yeah.
them.
Yeah, hash browns are good.
And I know how
eggs will make your fart stink big time.
yeah, they will. You want to know what? You don't want to know what?
You get those egg farts, boy.
Oh, shit. Gross.
Marking your territory. This is my territory.
Fuck yeah.
So you do learn. You do learn from great broadcasters like this. I mean, this is broadcasting history. We learned what breakfasts be like and how that shit's good, and it's the best goy slop. Eggs will make you stink, and that's how he mark his territory, yo.
Gross. So gross.
Why?
My egg territory.
Do you know, like it's something
egg territory. You get it? Egg territory. God, it's comedy gold. My God. Who could not be magnetically attracted to these cats?
Better left to not think about, you know? And that's what I'm starting to realize. Like, if you overthink, it can get crazy.
Yeah, don't overthink. It get crazy. If you overthink, it get crazy. You see, and people suggest, listen, you can't learn anything from this fucking brown retard and his gay garden hose arm sidekick. Totally untrue. Hey, you can learn from brown tumor and AIS.
You know, like it's some things are better left to not think about, you know, and that's what I'm starting to realize. Like, if you overthink, it can get crazy.
See, we need brown tuber fortune cookies. That's what I should be selling. Some people are selling that coffee in bags with their logos on it. Not a bad idea. A candle. You know, some people are doing that. Fucking hoodies, all this shit. I want to sell brown tuber fortune cookies. It's going to have shit like that in there. Shit like that in there. My favorite breakfast is Wendy's goy slop. And if you think too hard about it, what was that again?
You know, like it's some things are better left to not think about.
Some things are better left not think about.
Wow. You know, and that's what I'm starting to realize. Like, if you overthink,
yeah,
it can get crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, for example, like, if you were to overthink eggs, you know, you'd realize that there are chickens, period.
That's fucking
and you would be, and if you were to overthink
Uh-oh, we're getting into a tuber deep dive here. This is a tuber deep dive, everybody. You're about to learn the magic of brown tuber. He's going to tell you how eggs are actually chicken periods.
Mushrooms, you would realize that's they are the – no, it's mushrooms. People don't even realize what mushrooms are. Some things need to be kept under the rug, you know, like mushrooms.
I don't like mushrooms, like, so go ahead. I love the smell of them.
I love mushrooms. I love mushrooms. They're one of my favorite foods. But, like, do you know what a mushroom is?
Ah, yes, the mushroom. AIS does love mushrooms. A little detail you may not know. Discord docs shows that AIS said in secret love messages that tuber, my boy, I'm quoting now, tuber, my boy, yo nutsack smell like mushrooms. I'm just saying. So there's a little something going on. I mean, listen, they maybe both had a little too much to drink. I mean, it sounds gay to me, but to piss streamers, maybe nut sack sniffing is just the order of the day. Either way, you heard it here first. Tuber says mushroom be banging.
You don't know what mushroom is, right?
No, I have no idea.
What's it called? Phyllocylum is like a fungus.
Sure.
And it grows in a layer.
Yeah, it grows in a layer.
And that's what it is. That's the bean. It's a layer. So basically, the mushroom is its penis and vagina. It has a penis. It grows. And you're eating its penis.
Oh, no. No.
See that? Deep dive. When you're eating mushroom, you're eating the fungus's penis. You weren't aware, but now you know. See? And you're telling me niggas ain't gay. Mushroom penis.
If you think about it, you become nihilistic and you become like Rick and Morty bros. And it's okay.
Mushroom bros. It's just weird,
but it is what. No, I mean, it is. It's technically, it's their reproductive organ. And like, it's a dick, dude.
Mushroom bros down so hard right now. That's fucked.
No, I don't see how we're down hard. You know, it is what it is.
That's fucked.
It is fucked. It's big time fucked. You know, I mean, about a lot of things.
Yeah, you're listening. This is the magic, everybody. This is the magic you've been missing. This is the magic you've been missing. So your favorite breakfast, egg farts, territorial farting, and don't think about shit too hard, but then think way too hard about mushrooms, which, as an aside, is the fungus's penis. So now there's your summary. You got your update.
Things are fucked.
All the essentials you need to know for pro-white action. What you're hearing is advancing white interests. Go.
they're like the penis of the fungus.
A lot.
As you said, we heard you the first time. We got it.
I think I fucked.
Yeah, and it's like you gotta be careful. And that's what the Jews are. The Jews have tried to go into the world that belongs to God, into the forbidden knowledge. And
I insist. This is all coming to a greater philosophical point, as always. So just to be clear. A favorite Goyslop breakfast being like Kabbalah led into egg farts, territorial farting. All of that was for the greater lead in to this philosophical point, which no doubt you too will want this on a fortune cookie.
Become lost. You know, now that belongs to God and to the forbidden knowledge, and they've become lost. You know, now they're worshiping Satan, and that's why there's certain things, you know, we should just, you know, be grug in a way, eat your mushrooms and shut up, you know, eat your mushrooms and go to church and shut up. And that's the way it should have been, you know.
I watched this PBS documentary about mushrooms once. It says that mushrooms actually give trees like this kinetic.
No, you're falling for big tech shit. He's in your head.
I think that was wasn't that the movie with the blue people on that planet? I'm not sure. Wasn't that also a video game where like the fungus would communicate with each other all over the world and then take over dead people or whatever? I think he's confusing a few things. But he wants to say, I saw a documentary. He does that thing that pretentious leftists do where they heard someone say something, right? And then the pretentious lefty would be like, so I was listening to this documentary on NPR. It's like, nah, you heard that from your aunt who smells like patchouli oil, and you're just repeating it. You don't want to say, listen, my stinky aunt who smells like patchouli oil says, you know, rubbing crystals three times a day. So instead you put it in the mouth of some fictitious documentary on NPR. That's what this fucking AIS faggot's doing right here. Yeah, I saw a documentary, but you played a video game where the fungus had consciousness or whatever.
It looks like fucking panpsychism is a sexually transmitted disease.
No. I talk about this forever. Hold on. I mean, not forever. Before I ever talked to big tech or knew what the fuck.
Well, it feels like forever. I can be honest with you. It feels like forever. So, you know.
I'm getting paid to drink, bro.
Yeah.
He's melting down. He's spurging out.
Mm-hmm.
Piss stream. He's melting down, bro. So crazy. Bro, he's melting down, bro.
Yeah.
Look at his hair, man. He can't even come through that thing.
See, NNR, you can't even comb through that thing.
He's melting down, bro. He's telling him to come in here.
Yeah.
Dude, he's posting his owls. He's on there posting his out.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid to drink, bro. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. He's meltdown blaming the victim, bro. He's blaming the victim, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, you know it. You know it. Or at least you should know it. Yep. Yeah, I don't have to tell you, but I'm just gonna go with what with Mike Enoch said on this. Yep.
He's just a total venal son of a bitch. You know, he's a total fucking scumbag. I mean I think that he is. I think he's a lying scumbag and a piece of shit.
Right. Agreed. 100%, man. Hundo. Yep.
Do I have to fucking say the obvious? Like, do I really have to say the fucking obvious here?
I want to tell you, you've been duped, okay? And I'm going to tell you who it is. His name is White Tuber. White Tuber is not white.
Yeah. So, you're like, the cat's out of that bag. Long time ago. Yep. Okay. The Dirty Sanchez is what's going on.
Let's make the Dirty Sanchez.
I'm talking about like some real fucked up shit. Like the Dirty Sanchez. Do you know what the Dirty Sanchez is? It's when you put your finger in Tuber's ass and wipe it on her fucking like upper lip and make a mustache out of it. Like who thinks of this shit?
Tuber.
It's like a fresh Dirty Sanchez. What the fuck is a Dirty Sanchez?
I wonder what a guy's butt feels like.
Beaner.
You know?
Yeah.
Speck.
like an underage girl, you know?
Oh, lordy, bud.
Puerto Rican.
Speck. But I guess that was good advice. I mean, AS is trying to help, so. Take it or leave it. He's trying to help, for God's sake. All right, well, listen, Swampton, I'd appreciate it if you stopped sending me that sort of untoward material. It's very unprofessional. I'm a little bit surprised. And at the same time, I got to admit, you've tickled my funny bone. Not in the way, you know, like Tuber and AS, like my metaphorical funny bone. I don't mean my literal funny bone. That's those two.
Fag.
You understand. That's the piss stream way. We don't do that here. We don't do that. We don't do it. All right. Bushmaster 6A with 1488. Thanks, buddy. One people, one purpose. We are rising. See everybody tomorrow. It's 11 o'clock.
Right Perspective Radio.
And it was so, so powerful.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Davis Lerman.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One purpose, one people, we are rising. One purpose, one people, we are rising.